Blog Talk Radio.
The Book of the Sun. I'm your host, Dry Bones. We are here again for another one of those programs, and we want to thank everybody for listening as always, because we're about to put it down this morning. Reaction, action, and reaction. This is called the Facts Matter Show. We're going to kick it off so cold-blooded today, because guess what? We're sick and tired of people not knowing who's who in America. We're sick and tired of hearing all this propaganda, and they always cause a reaction. Once they bring the action in, the reaction comes out. So this morning, we're going to kick it hard and core and make everybody pay attention to what's happening around you. And we got some serious dynamic information and clips to stimulate your mind, body, and soul this morning. to give you a reaction, to make you have a reaction, and hopefully it would make you think about taking action. Let's go into what's been happening across America and across the world. We got the pandemic going buck wild over in India land. And India, one of the major players in the global reset. Because guess what? They the technocrats. They the technocrats. If you don't know what happened to India, if you don't pay attention, all you got fire sticks and stuff. Go to Indian news. Let's go watch world news somewhere in other areas. And you tell where you got it better at this point in time, based on what you all been told through this so-called synoptic of history, and, you know, this reaction and this action that they're giving us, creating their own reaction in their own, you know, playbook. But look at India. Now, India, a dynamic country. Now, America only got 314 or 300, let's just round it out, 325 million. India got 1.3 billion people on supposedly land smaller than Africa, supposedly, because, you know, the maps are all messed up. We don't know what it is unless you're actually in the sky to see it and you're able to tell me about it. You even can't believe the land masses today. And I thank all you for the information, man. Y'all give so much information, man. Sometimes you have to say, wow, this is what I call quality research. And there's a bunch of you out there. Black guys, you're doing some hell of a research. Keep it going, brother. Keep the information going. All my sisters and my brothers out there kicking it. And we kick it, and you bring it to the connection. And what the connection do, it brings it out to you. Because we must connect one bone at a time. That's how the prophecy goes. And so we're looking at India, and I'm saying to myself, my goodness, what kind of strand do they have? But I realize all the rich left, all the super rich, they even got rich people who got already been preparing. They got bubble houses, houses that will keep them safe. Now, who actually thinks of that? You can see what I'm saying? Who comes up with this concept? And yes, it actually is, it's working. They left the country, and they left that country because there is no middle class. Let's get that clear. There is no middle class in India. So they ain't got to go and worry about just killing off the middle class. They went straight to the poor. And they being knocked off at a high rate. Now, I know many of you be like, oh, man, I told you. No, you didn't tell us anything. All you told us was that you believed in it and you believe it exists. And guess what? It does kill. But what's really killing them? Now, we don't have so many people come on shows, different programs, and give you the scoop on people who took the shots and died. I ain't heard from them no more. Quite interesting, right? Nobody. Ain't heard from these people. They take the shot, boom, they knocked out. Y'all ain't paid attention. I know y'all ain't paying attention because you're always paying attention to the other hand and not looking at the other one. Wait till you find out who ain't been seen lately. After taking a shot. Ain't been seen lately. We're going to give that out later. We're going to kick it later. But we're going to get to where we need to be with this program today. Every time we talk about the Illuminati, we bring up the same people. And I kept telling you that there is more to the story than the Rockefellers, George Soros, the Vanderbilts, the Carnegies, the people they want you to see. But see, there's people who they don't want you to see. And you got to dig deep. That's why it's called dry bones, because the bones, mainly, you got to dig deep. And you have to dig deep, deep, deep to find out the names that they don't want you to see. So those of you who are watching the program on the internet, you see those pictures I got up. Many people have never heard of this family, ever. And I told you a long time ago, all you got to do is listen to the archives. See, one thing about our program, we don't lie. We just give out the facts. I was on Facebook the other day, just looking at what, you know, our people mindset is. And it's going to lead back to where we're going, how people lie so much. And I had so many people on the show that it's been a pleasure to have, and it's been an honor to have, really. But then after you meet these people and hear these people, you realize they're habitual liars. they have a con game mechanism. Now I'm watching somebody comment about the Breakfast Club. Or, you know, I don't listen to the Breakfast Club because that's far left bullshit. And, you know, you can listen to whatever. See, you in America, you can listen to whatever you want right now. Right now. If you keep this trend up, only right now. What are we listening? And I heard somebody say, oh, man, they got Dr. Umar Johnson. And I said, oh, man, don't call me about that shit. Please, don't call me about no Dr. Umar. Please, please, stop it. So, of course, I didn't even try to listen to that. But, again, the fact that people love listening to lies shows the Bible, alien Bible story, very accurate. Like, who wants to listen to somebody tell me about something that ain't manifest, ain't no way of manifesting, but I'm going to listen to the foolishness anyway. That's why the Bible story, alien books, they cast pearls to swine. I mean, why I'm going to listen to somebody who got me listening to some filthy bullshit lie? Ain't going to do it. That's what's happening today all over the whole earth. You got to decipher what's a lie and what's not. And it's even in your own household, your own children can lie to you all day long. So you have to decipher that. So take that same philosophy that's in your household on deciphering if your husband lying, if your girlfriend lying, is your boyfriend lying, is your children lying. The way you decipher that is the way you got to decipher everything in this world. Now, you've been hearing all this story about the 13 bloodlines. Now, that ain't a lie. There's 13. Just like it's 13, always 13. You know, you got the 13, you got the 13th Amendment, and oh my goodness, 13 feathers on the eagle. I mean, just so much 13 going on. And you got lucky number 12. Now, lucky number 12 and 13 go together because, see, Jesus is the one that makes 13, just like the 12 bloodlines. There's 12 families, and then it's one that's the granddaddy, grandmama of them all. Fuck the granddaddy. They ain't going with the granddaddy. They going with the grandmama of them all. So they create 13 bloodlines. Now, what's happening today is you always thinking the bloodlines are black. I mean, white. Excuse me. I wish you did think they were black. We might go further in this conversation. But you all think they're white always. That's brainwashing from the old school days. But they're not. They're not. They're not. They're not. Because, see, the French never had a problem fucking black men and black women. Never had a problem at all. Matter of fact, the Eiffel Tower is ISIS. All the museums that they got in France is pretty much dedicated to black art all over the earth. So, not that the French is not beholden to blacks. They're in cahoots with many of these underground families. One of the families that we're going to bring up today that I know many of you have never heard of. And that's what this program is about, to bring you that which you have never heard. I don't want to bring you what the masses hear because that's sheep talk. See, anytime the masses have already, if you go out in the street right now and you go to somebody and say, hey, you know who LeBron James is? They're going to say yes. That means the masses have been brainwashed to only know LeBron James. You might not know nobody else but him on that team. Just the way it is, because they promote a certain character or agenda. But when they don't want you to know, that means you won't see it in the media. That means you can only find it in one source. That means books, research books, archives. You ain't find this on no news. It ain't coming on CNN, Fox, whatever the hell you listening to, the Breakfast Club, whatever you listening to. Because you have a right now to listen to anything you want. But like I told you, in India, they got no middle class. So guess what? Once they get rid of a middle class, it makes everything easier for these groups. And what country has a high middle class is America. And see, we're going to go back and we're going to bust all this shit up like Kamala Harris today. You know, we're going to go through everything possible because action brings reaction. And y'all watched all this. You know, Kamala Harris' family is of India descent, mainly so because of mother. She doesn't even consider herself part of Jamaican family unless she's on the Breakfast Club talking about smoking weed. But she never say how many people she put in jail because you don't ask her those questions because you've been programmed to anoint her with oil. She's like the virgin Isis, can't be touched. Her name says it all. And the nation that's under attack is a nation of where her origin is. Her psychological makeup is from India. Her uncles all trained her. She is definitely a mole. And what better way to psychologically brainwash a group by putting her in a all-black college so they can brainwash them as easy. See, she has no affiliation whatsoever because you haven't gotten a red cent from this government that you have all psychologically gone along with, have not gotten a cent. But guess who's going to get the money? I bet you India gets rescued. How much y'all make a bet on that one? Y'all down on that one? Let's make that one happen. Anybody want to take? I'll take all bets on that one. And how much everybody else going to get some money? How about Mexico will get some money? How about Native Americans that you don't want to associate with because they don't look like most of us that claim to be Native Americans, but they do have some melanin in them, and guess what they're getting? Billions. But you, the voting group of America who votes blindly like sheeps, has not received a damn dime as of yet, right? I'm going to go with as of yet because you're too busy following orders. We're going to get into all this they have surveyed blacks in all the areas. See, I listen to real people, black folks that's in the trenches, not y'all fake ass running around pretending people like y'all about to do something. Ain't going to do shit. But the people in the trenches who got to deal with this shit all day long, who got people coming in their neighborhood, rioting and so forth, I really like to hear from them. And guess what? Astounding. Just go online, YouTube it, the blacks in Minnesota, what they got to say. Bet you they ain't got to say what you think they got to say, because what the media wants you to think they got to say, they saying something totally different. They saying, we ain't with this shit. But then they wouldn't ask some white folks in the rich areas of Georgetown, Washington. And you know, the white folks was like, yeah, here they are in a plush, super plush, niggas stand back area. Don't even try to throw a ride over here or you will be zapped with the zap gun, bop gun. They tell me, yeah, it's good to ride. Yeah, right. If no other means to do so, you should riot. Now, this is coming from white folks was asked in Georgetown, one of the richest areas in the country, what you think about rioting? They all said, yeah, but ain't a riot ever happened in Georgetown that I know of. Somebody come up with the facts that they did. Ain't a riot never happened in Malibu. Ain't a riot never happened in West Palm Beach. Ain't a riot never happened in Boca Raton. Ain't a riot never happened in what's that? Beverly Hills 90102 bullshit. Ain't never happened in the palatial areas of Denver. Also where the so-called baseball game is at. And yet they left poor Atlanta, about to lose millions, hundreds of millions of dollars in revenue because you listening to Boule flunkies. I'm able to talk like this for a while until time is up because the way this thing is going. But let me just give you a little rundown on what's running this family show. How about y'all look up the Payshore family? That's Payshore. Like Paymaster. Their real name meant Paymaster in old French. Paymasters. They come from the French monarch of the Medivicians. See, the Medivicians, see the 13 bloodlines is deeper than you could imagine. And the French is the Grand Orient Lodge. And this family, like all families, had to keep their power because this is the monarch of Marie Antoinette. Her son and many of their cohorts, they escaped. And guess where they went to? They were smuggled out of France and ended up in North Carolina, the Tar Heel State. After the mother of, after Antoinette, Marie Antoinette was executed, they all were shipped over to America. Now, how did that happen? Because, see, at that time, all of the so-called founding Masonic fathers were always going to France to the Grand Orient Lodges. That's why you so-called in France now. All of the Grand Orient people went right back. Biden went right back to the French. We want to go back to the French agreement. Sure you do, because that is your forefathers. You thought it was England. That's how you don't know your history. I know you don't. It ain't England. It's the Payshore family. Look it up. From King Louis, deep, this thing deep, of France, and his so-called wife, Marie Antoinette. I love that, and I always tell Antoinette on Wednesday night, I say, you know you're named after the Queen of France, but you know, she's now, oh yes, she is. Antoinette is a famous name. Now, let me tell you, after they smuggled him out, brought him over here, taken care of, ain't that the first state to fight? Which one was the first fight? South Carolina or North Carolina? Y'all reiterate my, because you know, I can't think of everything. But that was a slogan for one of those two states, first to fight. Wonder why they was first. Confederacy. Wonder who paid for that. So you thought England and paid for it, all that. So you don't know the family, see? I could tell, because this one took a long time to find. And I didn't find it from no black folks. I had to go deep, deep, deep into some white historian who said, no one talks about this because they don't want you to know. I said, what the hell are he talking about? I go look it up. Kept looking. And then, bam, there it was. I said, oh, shit. Here we go again being fooled. Well, let me just tell you something about this family. And see, the 13th of these bloodlines, and being that France has a lot to do with what I just told you, with sexual proudness, because that's where all your so-called lazy on and your so-called fashion show and all this, you know, everything they got. And they also gave the so-called Statue of Liberty, who was actually a black woman at first, supposedly, right? Ain't that what y'all say? Not the facts, right? Facts say it was a black woman, right? So obviously they knew about the black. Obviously they slept with enough of them. And then Haiti. Now, when I show you how Haiti, see, I always wonder how Chicago, how did a Haitian end up in Chicago? Agent for the crown of France. Not the crown of England. They were agents for the crown of France. Oh, yeah. They didn't bring no blacks over here from these countries of the Caribbean. They were part of France. Just because they claimed to be. And when you find out how, I hope my Haitian families are listening today, my Haitian brothers and sisters, because I know you don't know this either. Your history is more of a fallacy than anything in the Western Hemisphere. Being that y'all got all these shows, I've never heard nothing come out of Elize Dantor about this family, the Passier family, the Passier family, as P-A-Y-S-E-U-R. Look them up quickly so we can get deep in this thing. Shows you how deep this is. It all goes into saying that the paymaster, look it up, have gone to extreme lengths. And this is just one. The other family, I got to go further in because it takes me not only into Africa, which would be the next part two, then I end up in India. Took me a full friggin' everyday. People say, you can't even talk. Your mind be like blown, the fact that people are just being led astray, just like the alien book said. And guess what? When they gone to great lengths to corrupt government documents, ain't that what the major problem today is? Government corrupt documents, such as courthouse records. All that you think is real ain't real. Courthouse records have been just, you know, documented, redo. They have hidden the births of many of their descendants. They have covered up extreme secrecies. Most of their money holdings have been a powerful, and this is what I said, they have been so powerful that they could hide their wealth and power. And they use other satanic, I use satanic, but followers of Saturn as families, as proxies. That means everybody you've seen thus far as a proxy. A Kennedy, or because they don't want you to know. And even this name is shrouded by a shield. So we don't even know who's behind the real shield, because all y'all know is the Rothschilds. They proxies. Anybody you can find easily with one click and got to go further and further and further. They're not on you. Somebody got to tell you about them because they're not on there. Now, I'm going to tell you how deep this is, how much you worshiping. Your kids are worshiping. You worshiping. You will never stop worshiping. Anywhere you eat, sleep, drink, all are controlled by this family. Everything. Their holdings are phenomenal. I couldn't even go into all of them, but I will give you this. Very ingenious. Very. I'm going to say very ingenious. One of the most ingenious plots I've ever seen played on the people. And it's impossible for me to even tell you how deep this is, because you got to now just sit back, take a sip, take a hit, whatever you do, because we're going to take you on a serious mental roller coaster today. First, we're going to start with everything you heard has been a lie. The French Revolution of 1789, that should be a clue right there. That should be a clue right there. The same time the United States supposedly got their charter was in 1789. Goes on to say it was wholly engineered by Freemasons and their offshoots of the Bavarian Illuminati. Now, the show that you love the Illuminati so much, just ask yourself, what's the famous car of most black folks? BMW. What you are riding is called Bavarian Motor Works. Motor. Bavarian Motor, you know. Bavarian Motor Works. Bavarian. Just like your school system is from Bavaria. It was called Prussia. It wasn't called Germany back then. That's why I say we only call it Germany now because, of course, the germs that these scientists came up with was taken to them to learn how to kill off populations before entering. But it's not by right, folks. It's in your ancient alien Bible how to kill off people. Didn't take a rocket scientist to figure out, go spy on them, see their likes, see their dislikes, and you kill them off. Well, don't you think that playbook is very well known? Now, the French Revolution was basically a Masonic war. Just look it up. And then the Haitian Revolution was another Masonic war. They had you believing that the occult side won, but it was occult side with some money. So you got to have some money for all this to work out. Ain't just occult. Because if it was so easy to make things happen through spirituality, we've been on one already, don't you think? Think about that one, everybody. All the spiritualists are listening today. If we so spiritual, why can't you win? Because you ain't got no money or energy back in that spirituality. Because spirituality takes money. It just doesn't happen overnight. You see the temples they built for their spirits? The real people, not the ones faking around. You see how much money is involved? Because money is spiritual. That's why you got the S's on the end of them. And those S's mean, with a dollar sign, mean something. Like the serpent on the cross type of symbol. Doesn't just mean money. It means sorcery. Because those who hold money hold the source of your existence. Sorcery. Now I'm going to show you that you've been worshiping these entities. Don't even know it. Don't even know it. Easy to find. All you got to do is go to one of the great writers, Gerald Massey. The Book of the Beginning, made in 1974 out of Syracuse, New Jersey. Secaucus, New Jersey. This book shows in details how the inhabitants of the British Isles came originally from what? Egypt. I'm going to say that again. All this shit y'all been talking about, oh, the white man. Well, I don't know if y'all got that right. I think y'all been brainwashed by the 400-year put in by the Illuminati, because they knew that they was going to come back later on and fake your ass out again. They said 400 years is a fake move. Now, nothing to do with what you think. They gave you a whole fake group called 13 tribes and shit, and you believe you one of them and all this bullshit, and yet Yahweh ain't came to save nobody as of yet. Still waiting. All I know is you seem not to get it. So we're going to give it to you. Like DMX said, we're going to give it to you. We're going to give it to you right here. It also goes on to state that all the inhabitants, because it wasn't even called British. It wasn't even called Britain. It was called Albion. Really, land of the albino. Go look it up. The book details all this. They originally came from Egypt, Kemet, whatever you want to call it. I'm sure they didn't call it Egypt. This is important because Everybody contends that. And then it came from this cult of Egypt, changed to the name Druids. And the British Isles simply is a derivative of the Egyptian worship of the Egyptians. Or they say, of the craft of the Egyptians. Just to go to show you how this ain't made up, the Egyptian word Makut means clan or family, became the Irish Macu or Macu of Donalds. The Macu of Donalds is a clan of Donalds that now has become McDonald's with the Golden Arches, which is the Grand Orient Arches. This is amazing how they can fool you. That's why you want to eat a billion burgers, because guess what? You don't even know where those burgers came from, do you? Think they came from cows? I'm sure you do. Moo. Now, go to further how you've been brainwashed. Because McDonald's is from the word Mac-ket. And then the word from Irish, because, of course, y'all be talking about the leprechaun. So y'all can lie because they beat up some leprechauns and shit and drove them out. They didn't drive out nobody. They still stayed there. When you start to read it, but see, you don't want to show the part where, oh, they drove out the blacks. They didn't drive out the blacks, man. Come on, man. When y'all going to start to wake up? Ain't drive out nobody. How can you drive out somebody? You got plaques all over Europe in honor of them. I don't think they drove out. Do you? Then it goes on to state that, let's reflect, because McDonald's is a Masonic food chain, one of the biggest. And Burger King and all these other kings all come from that family I told you about. Now reflect on the names, and let's go even further. The sacred keeper of the clan stone in Arnon is A-R-R-I-A-N, were also known by the family name clan or chatons. Another word for clan is Mac. You know, y'all love to be Macs. You know, return of the Mac. That's another word for clan. And the clan of the Chatons were also known as Macintosh. That's why you like Apple. Apple is Macintosh. Oh, boy. This thing is deep. Took me a long time to find all this. Macintosh is part of the game. So that's why Apple is called the Mac. You got a Mac? You got a Mac? PC Mac? Yeah. They make sure you get it. Then let's even get deeper. Everybody heard of Ptah. I even my guest come on. He called himself Ptah Seeker. Well, Ptah Ankh or Ptah Rakh. Listen to the name. Ptah Rakh is the name of the Egyptian god Ptah. Was passed down to the Druids. Now, here's where it gets deep. The Druid name for Ptah is Patrick. Pa-tak. Pa-tak. That's what it's called. Patrick the Day. That's why you love St. Patrick's Day. That's why everything, boy, without telling you how they got us all fooled up, it's amazing. It's amazing. And I'm about to bring y'all in a little bit, so get ready. Because when I bring you in, I want y'all to be on fire. And then let's even get to the last part. When you actually understand that they are worshiping the same way they have from the beginning, listen to this part. The 13th bloodlines are amassed of great deal of power and wealth on this planet. Even the temples of Arabia, and I'm going to go into that next week because I want y'all to quit talking about like the Arabs ain't black. Please, that's a joke right there. When I hear that crap, I just like look at y'all like, okay, just be quiet. Have a drink. The temples of Arabia clear back to the time of Moses. Now, Moses worshipped this man named Jethro, who was black. His father-in-law is black. That's it. It's even in the Masonic books. And guess what their temple worship was in Saudi Arabia? The worship of Isis, Osiris, and Horus. Let's get ready for the Helios Biblios Hour. We about to get high. All you on the line, get ready. But I got to play one clip for y'all because I couldn't believe my man. You know, so good to see that everybody's not in a, you know, in Hollywood. And, you know, the reason why I say that, because they're using Holly, witchcraft, Hollywood from the Wiccans. See, everything dates back to witchery, sorcery, and, of course, the craft. Can't get around it, black or white. Ain't getting around it, so don't try. Don't pretend like you're going to get around it because you're lying to yourself. Next time you had a food, next time you're getting gas for your car, try not getting it since you got spiritual power. Let's see how that goes. Say, oh, spiritual world, let's move my car. See how far you go, okay? Quit that foolishness today. Got to stop. Because if he was really spiritual, he wouldn't be catching hell today. But when you're a fool and think like a fool, and I ain't talking to y'all on the line, I'm talking to you listening for the first time. Those of you on the line wouldn't be listening if you were fools. So I appreciate that. Play something for you. Because, see, I thought I was the only one. And many of you thought you was the only one. But we're not. There's many of us. See, in that word, we are many, is actually talking about you and I. See, we are many. And see, they don't want you to know that many people are waking up. It's called gradualism. They ain't waking up at one because, see, everybody don't die at once. Everybody dies gradually. Each day you die closer to your final ascension. So I want you to listen carefully to a little bit of comedy because, you know, comedy is part of life. I laugh every day, and everybody who knows me, Lil, I love ribbing on people. I love ribbing, period. You can rib on me all day long. I have a good time. If you can find funny things about me, please let me know. I'll use them myself. But unfortunately, I just want you to know, we likes to rib back. So let's get some comedy before we bring in tragedy, because tragedy and comedy is like good and evil. They all go together.
I'm sure y'all witnessed the nurse who took the shot on national television. She fainted. Anybody tell you what happened to her since? Exactly. Why she disappeared? Her family hasn't seen her. This woman has literally disappeared from taking the COVID shot. I told you, motherfucker. Now, they ain't gonna tell her she's dead and gone. That's what I believe. She's dead and gone. They even took the body somewhere and dumped it because, you know, they trying to slay this motherfucking so-called cure. So Bill Gates can eat. How the fuck is Bill Gates able to slay shots around the world? This motherfucker ain't no doctor. In order to administer a shot to anybody, you must have a doctor's license. Bill Gates, I'm going to reiterate, should be locked the fuck up in jail. But, you know, whatever. I guess American lives ain't worth shit, huh? According to Trump, let's all motherfuckers get the shit till we reach immunity level. Yeah. I tend to agree. Let's all catch shit because we already have. If it's airborne, everybody can cop the bullshit, so it's some bullshit. How your mask gonna protect you, nigga? It can't protect your smells from your own farts. If you smell the gas in your ass, how that mask gonna last? That's all I got to say. If you can smell the gas from your ass, that mask ain't gonna last. Bullshit. But you know, media, brainwash motherfuckers, man. Oh, he's walking in the store without a mask, he gonna contaminate us. But the food gets delivered from the fields with unmasked workers ain't gonna contaminate us. The motherfucking factories, the package your fucking food is contaminated the motherfucker. Everybody in there stick. Hey, ain't gonna contamination. The workers in the store, goddammit, they're 24-7 breathing the motherfucking funk of everybody in there ain't contaminated. But this one dude walking in without a mask, oh, he's gonna kill everybody in the store. We must ostracize him, put him on camera, build it, publicly shame him. This is America. I thought it was freedom of speech, freedom of choice. But you know, what do I know? I'm just saying.
You saying it right, baby. That's Eddie
Griffin. Thanks for watching.
That's Eddie Griffin. Eddie Griffin got a podcast. Hilarious. And I think everybody should take a listen to it. Actually, very funny. You know, he's been ostracized for telling a lot of the factual shit in his jokes. See, that's what happens when you tell the facts. You get ostracized by a lot of people because they can't handle the facts. But that's Eddie Murphy saying, if you can smell the farts out your ass with that mask, you know you on some bullshit. Let's take some calls. 6661, welcome to the Helios. I got 7472 bringing you in, and we're going to have a good conversation on this. Go ahead.
Hey, my brother, what's going on today on this great sundial day, man? I see the overhead, they with the chemtrail, and they're on high power today. But man, you dig so deep, man. You the real miner of this time and age. And I'm surprised for a lot of things, but I thank God that you're here to tell us. And see, that was your bloodline to tell the truth. See, you represent the true Mayat of what your Libra scales bring to you, and that's balance. And I definitely appreciate that. And man, all this is wrapped up in Hegelian dialect and truth. And you know, you dig deeper than how they say. What's your saying? You dig deep for the source.
Deeper than the ocean.
Deeper than the ocean. And it's very appreciative. And man,
and
you went
and
back
that,
on
just
the, on the pay
no,
source.
Make sure we get this clear. Many of us who connect. It's a lot because you send information as well. You send information as well. What we do is take the information and say, how much deeper can we go with this?
Man, it's the family. But it's the family that's on the tree and in the soil and in the root. And man, look at here. We all come together and we connect. But what we see here, man, the pay sword, where you get the pay master. And it's actually a factual thing. And we look at certain words and what's going on. This thing is so much deeper than we ever know. And we always bring ourselves to the, how they say, Alice in Wonderland and going
the
down
rabbit
the rabbit hole.
Yeah.
This is the real rabbit hole that we've been dealing with. And as we go down that rabbit hole, we be like, what the frig is going on?
Man,
and
it's
deeper than we'll ever know. But, you know, thank goodness for the bones that we have that come together. Brother Eddie, Sister Antoinette, and Sister Shalini, and Sister Achille, and all those who contribute, and even the ones that are listening, that still learning and still sharpening.
Yes.
Iron sharpens iron, and we continuously sharpening one another. But, bruh, keep it up, man, and much blessing to you. And this is your calling. And see, when you go before the creator, creatress, because he was both masculine and feminine, and like I always say, in his essence, to know his shortcomings, he created the races. Because he was so perfect, he wanted to see his faults. So he created the races like that, and so he could see the imperfections within him or herself or the bifold. And so, bro, man, look at here. I'm just here. I gotta do some more research. And I've heard of the Pesor, but this shit goes even deeper. And just continue to enlighten.
Yeah,
like,
man, we
like
got
the
to
brother
do this.
Said, yeah, everybody's
what's your take
not
on it,
gonna
bro?
Wake up.
No, everybody's
what's
gonna wake
my
up
take on it?
Yeah, what's your take on the fact that this family come, and again, we talk about the Medivician. Me and you talked about this, the Medivician bloodline, all these bloodlines that's over here in this country that escaped over here in this country from different things. I was looking for Brother Brother D about Detroit, I mean about Chicago,
man,
because of the fact what's going
13,
on. Go ahead.
13 goes so much deeper, and you hit it off where Yahshua or whatever, you know, people attribute his name to, he made the 13. And when we go back further into the so-called Catholicist books, 13 was, you know, and even 13 colony, this thing goes even much deeper, and it digs even much deeper than that. And it has a whole mix of, we could say a little bit of pedophilia. It has all those things.
Stop there. Because being that you have a bloodline, everybody, listen carefully. This is not me talking. This dates home the story. Incest, which is in your alien Bible book from the book of Noah. That's all they want to give you that story. And it gave you two stories. And that's one story. And we're going to take that. Incest, very much known in the ancient world. I mean, that's where how you keep your bloodline intact. Then those who want to talk about the homosexual part, which is a very, I mean, like it's new today. You know, it's just amazing how they can make it sound like it's new today. When in your alien book, Bible, goes on to tell you that Noah tried to give his daughters to these people. Say, hey, man, look, leave these men alone. Have sex with my daughters. And yet they're like, we're going to take on these motherfuckers. So here we go again, acting like it's a new phenomena of what's going on when it's already being predestined. That's why I say action and reaction. All we're doing is going along with the reaction of this action that's been taken from this time frame. Also, what's your take on the French being that everybody want to blame England all the time?
Well, see.
The French government is right in America right now.
There's always been that connection.
Even when we talk about
the French Connection, it was a movie called The French Connection.
That has
a symbology of everything, because even when the Grand Master himself, Benjamin Franklin, he stayed in the French because the French were major occultists. And if we think of that voodoo bloodline, Ben Franklin was a high occultist. So the French has always been there in the play. The French, United States has owed the French and you can't even pay that debt off because of what the French did. They established the blockade that held up the English for a minute and enough for them to get their forces in line. So the French has always been there. French explorers, Jacques, their Voltaire,
the great books. Voltaire, you got all these occultists. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all these occultists that have been in the secular world that have been, you know, attributed to the founding of these foundations that we so called live on. And see, when I look at America, I look at a lot because, you know, they always play the role of they're the enemy, when in the Hegelian they're really friends of the foundation, because there always were three. Remember England, the sun never set on the British Empire. Remember the French, Marie Antoinette, and that bloodline of Louis the 14th, even that goes back to the Jacobeans. So, and remember also that Victoria, if you look at Victoria and all the bloodline of the so-called blue bloods, if we could go back deep into the metaphysics of it, blue bloods, in actuality, the blue is actually, the blood is actually blue until it hits the oxygenation.
It's oxygen, right.
And then it turns
red.
So we could go back.
The sky is not blue.
If you, all it is a reflection of the sun hitting the ocean, which is reflection of the crystals and all those that are hidden deep within the ocean and that have never been really manifest because they don't have the resources to go deep within and excavate those out there. So, I mean,
let me get some deeper stuff because I watched a program and I'm going to get 7472 getting in there and it's right quick right now. And they're excavating, they're using heat. They find so many things around the world that obviously showed there's a high level of civilization out there, and they found them all over the world. So that's not going to be an issue today at all for the science that out there. But I just got to say this to everybody out here who's listening, who jump on in. I'm going to hear from you because all this is part of your reality, regardless if you believe it or not. You getting gas, you getting cars. This family, I said the paymaster family, may not be the real name because I'm finding out it goes into Islamic. It goes into African tribalism because if you think they're going to be able to get gold and all the precious metals out of these countries, out of these continents, without paying somebody, then you got to be on some bullshit. Let me go to 7472. Nobody leaves without getting paid. Go ahead. 7472.
Hotep, Tribalms. How you be this new day?
Hotep, bro. I appreciate you. Have you welcome. Welcome you. Welcome, Brother Paul. Go ahead. Jump in.
Yeah,
I know you're gonna fit. I know you're gonna fit in. So go ahead.
Yeah, but and the money that goes with it and all of that.
Yeah.
But in the word spiritual is the word ritual, and we got to understand if we're going to be into spiritual warfare, you got to know what ceremonies to perform, and they've been performing the ceremonies here since they captured our knowledge. And the thing
Absolutely.
Of it is, they just did the biggest ritual on the day before the resurrection day, right there in Kent, when they open up the fourth, what they call the fourth great pyramid or the gem, the great Egyptian museum, put those 22 sarcophagus, Queen T, King Tut, Ramesses, all of those ancestors, they put into a portal in which they align with the Harem Het because we're in the time of Aquarius, which we go back to 34,000 BC, in which we were the ruling people of civilization on the planet before these even European existed. So the thing that we need to look at, how was our ancestors? Because find me some Egyptian dollar bills or find me some Egyptian coins that they used to pay folks with. Because we had a different system of currency. We knew how to use the current of the planet and then knew the current of the stars and the planets. These were our currencies that we use in order to manifest the highest of our galactic powers. So what we're now looking at is how did they take what we had and they stole? Because if you're looking at Gerald Massey was one of the thieves that stole also. Because he copied as much as he could to produce what he did to make his books popular. James.
But he had to go in. I agree with 100. But, you know, to go in to these books, somebody got a guy. It got to be a doorkeeper. It's not, you ain't just getting into the great vaults of Kemet and so forth. So, like, for instance, that part right here, I want you to tell me. What about the British people saying that they all derived, said the British Isles originally came from the original Egyptians. They saying the Egyptians brought it to them.
Well, we did because the thing that we had been we had navigated the oceans long before because
when they found these people, let's just take this, what they're saying. Let's know what they're telling us. They said, yeah. The British Isles came originally from Kemet. So now that we know that Kemet was given, they telling you it's Kemet, the question I want to ask y'all on this line, what did Kemet do with them when they found them? If they was this so-called group that was so blah, 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 What did they do with them? Then how did they become a manifestation of what we see today if they had to be taught from some form of fashion by these people? Because there's no way you can teach a fool unless a fool be taught by somebody who's not a fool. My question to all y'all here, I want to hear from all y'all on this one, because everybody, we got that they was there. We circumnavigated the earth. That's what geometrician means. Those who see the G in the ring means geometrician, earth measurer. So we know all that. Let's go to the part where we just said Gerald Massey and all of them, every word is derived from Kemet. So I'm saying like clan and all this stuff, they're not telling you they're making this up. So where did this connection, when you say when just give me your synoptic view of when we got there, or when Kemet got there, Kemet seen this, what did Kemet do? What's your summation of what Kemet did to make?
I got to say to that is that were they there? Because the part of about it was is that they were not on that. They populated it after our civilization.
Okay. Okay, so how did that happen? How you think that happened? How you think they populated a group? And remember, it's not called, and I know this from the teachings of Torah, it wasn't even called that because it was called Elbion, because they got ancient names for these maps that aren't even the same names. You got to pay big money to see these real maps. Y'all go online and try to see a real map today. Back in the day, luckily I was able to get stuff from other people who was generous at that time. But these names ain't called that. Elbion, why would it be called Elbion, which seems to be kind of like an albino name? So is that the land of the albinos? How would you explain it?
El Kibilon.
El Kibilon.
And then right. And then you know that there were one land mass before.
Okay,
Pangea.
I know that. Let's go to where these people met. Where how did we deal with them? When they came on this scene, how did they react to a group that was subhuman? If Kemet is at this level, and we all kind of say that this group was at this level, how did they elevate to the level of equal and above? And maybe above they might have stole, but they had to learn something from us to keep going, to get to a level to be close to Mayat with us. Because you can't be with us if you ain't got nobody teaching you. So where do you think we taught them first? Because we had to teach them something. What did we teach
them? They came just like you talk about the Hyksos, that they came into Kemet. Abraham was in Ur, and he was told to go into Egypt. So was the Christ figure, was told to go into Egypt. Both of the religious leaders were told to go into Egypt, even when they were getting ready to kill Muhammad. They've been Herod and Belial took him to Cush, which is Ethiopia in Egypt, in Africa. So
we know
all
that,
you those, but
no, that's
all
part
those
we got.
Book writers,
right? They got, we got
okay,
that. The question that
Herodotus,
okay, but the question we asked everybody,
in,
the question we asked everybody is how did we get to? How did they get? But no, that's not, because I heard so many of our leaders say the same historical data about the Hyksos did this. Were the Hyksos white? Were they white? Were they black? Were they mixed? That makes a lot of difference. But this group that we're trying to say is out of Europe. Let's just deal with Europe right quick. Europe seems to be everybody in the black world, Western world seems to be their antithesis. We got to battle Europe.
But you got to define geography.
Well, I did define geography. I just told you. We know Europe is called Elbion. But I want you to tell me, having a hard time telling me, how do you meet a people that is subhuman, and what do you do? Do you teach them or do you destroy them? You say what? We taught them or we destroyed them? Which one do we do?
We evidently didn't destroy them because they're here destroying us.
No. We must. Did we destroy them? No.
We taught them.
Thank you. We taught them. Okay, let's keep it going.
Right.
Let me go to 7976. It's just that simple. If you taught them, then you the parent of what you – it's like our kids today. We taught our kids good and evil, right? But our kids now are doing a lot of evil, so it's like, okay, we taught them all the good we could, and then they went crazy, and now they got you a hostage. That's what's happening. Let me go to 7996. Pretty simple story. 7696.
Hey, that dry bone. St. Louis.
St. Louis,
yeah,
bro.
Hey.
The golden arches.
St. Louis. St. Louis by, you know, hey, I just wanted to comment, you know, if you pay attention to what I'm saying, I'm just saying, you have, we all forget about that wolf pussy. You know what I'm saying? And the wolf pussy is that suckling wolf who suckled, you know, supposedly the child or whatever. See, and that's
Remus and Romulus.
But that's the really the pact between the feminine, the woman. See, we always forget about the woman. She had to have had a pact with whoever the men that she was dealing with during those times. And the, trust and believe, the women made a pact, and we forget about, you know, that whole part of the birth.
No.
And they had the children.
Yeah.
They had the children. So
Right. Trust
and believe, it was a pact between that over the whole whatever kingdom you went to. I guarantee you had to go, you know, you had your bullshit factions or whatever, but I guarantee it was always a woman faction that was the real council.
Well, I'm so glad you brought that up, because they said the Pesor family, stay with me, is actually, they didn't name the daddy that much. They said the son of Queen Marie Antoinette. They made it clear.
And who would do that?
This is her bloodline. The female blood, the Medovician.
Do what the mama say.
Yeah. I'm glad y'all
and
because the Medovician.
And that's still to this day. It ain't got no, you know, we always think, you know, just like they say, the man. Nah, we was just on standby. Because you got people who stood by the foundation, and the foundation starts with the mother. I don't, you know, just automatic. You know, you can just see that. I don't care if you white, whatever color you are, black, whatever you want to claim yourself to, the man, we not always the part of the whole priority. You know what I'm saying?
We see the movies all the time. When you watch a movie, the woman is basically the foundational character in mostly every movie, and it's a heroine type of soap opera where the knight comes saver.
That's why I say the wolf pussy.
Well, we call it that. Now, you just stay with me. Stay with me, St. Louis. Stay with me, because you're kicking away. We done told a lot of people that, from our findings, not that we just come off the top of our head, but I did not, when I did the show with y'all who brought into that knowledge about the Asians and the Rock to Cry and over there where the temples are at, and I found out from just keep going, I said, wait a minute. They worship Ceres. Then they said it was a dog style. Then it went from the dog style to the goddess bitches where they were, they said the woman and the dog was like inseparable. And this, her name was Cerebus. Then it goes, you know, they hold the plant. All these symbolism of the woman is the three-headed dog means past, present, and future. Means she's the control of your past, present, and future. And then I watch how, keep stay with me, St. Louis, every man in the Bible gets taken out by a woman, period. Period. Ain't no ifs, ands about it, especially Old Testament.
See the sleeper.
Mary
that's
Magdalene.
Gonna keep everything in order. You know how women is. They wake up and say, you know what, I'm going to clean house, and I'm done with it. And that's when she get in order. You know, when a real woman step up. So that's basically what we dealing with. You know,
because we coming with that. I'm glad you came with that, because stay with me, because I'm going to go exactly. I don't know who's going to come on, what y'all might say. All three of y'all saying some outrageously unbelievable factual stuff. So let's keep this thing going. Stay with me. Brother Kwame, you was talking about the thing. Then maybe sexually of reproduction, because the women is a very needed thing. Just like you said, Henrietta, you always kick Henrietta Leaks. Look what they did. They didn't take it from a man. They took the DNA from a woman. You made that clear. Facts on facts. Brother just said the cult, the packs, the wolf packs. When I went and looked all this up, these women, they have packs, and the highest degree of Freemasonry is the woman's auxiliary. The women supposed not to be a Mason, but it's a lie. It's a lie. Go look up female Masons, and you will see they are the highest degrees.
Hey. What's the thing that Laura Bush supported? Daughters of the Confederacy.
They were the one who established the war. If you look up thank you, Brother St. Louis, Brother D, every war, even Mother's Day, is based off death of their kids, not no damn flowers. We did this how many times? White woman came up with this idea through her black friend suffrages. See, the black woman is in the book. You just got to read. Like Brother Cormier said, you ain't going to get this on the internet per se by just looking at it. You got to go deep into what the authors was finding. Look what the authors looked up. Look what the authors did the bibliographies of. And you start looking up that shit, you'd be like, wait a minute. You're going to come to a crossroad where you're going to have to pay some money. And that's when y'all stop. But if you go pay a $250 to see some shit, your eyes going to be like, it's better than coke, better than weed, better than anything you ever had. It's called awakening. You'd be like, oh, shit.
The widow's son.
The widow's son. So when you start to see this, and Brother D come from St. Louis. Now, you in the Carolinas now, right, Brother D?
I'm back in the Lou.
Okay, you in the Lou. Okay.
I'm back in the Lou, by way of North Carolina, though.
Yeah, right.
That's
the Carolina, I just
like
told you. The family that you, remember what you was telling us earlier about North Carolina? The family of Marie Antoinette's offspring ended up going to North Carolina. Just look up Carolina.
My people that come from Snow Camp. If you look up Snow Camp, North Carolina, you will see some history because that's historic. That's where the Quakers was at. That's where they handled all their business at. And I'm just saying, you know, my peoples were Indians. That's what they said. My peoples have been there since then. That's what they said.
Right.
You know.
No, I agree. No, we see, that's the problem today that we have because, see, we have a disconnect between, ain't no dry bone connection. It's a disconnection. There's no way that the native indigenous people here, who are many of us, can tell anybody that this ain't your land and the way we act about it, because you've been told not to like it, because it makes sense to tell you that, because if you start to like your land more, you will fight for it. You will love it. But we got a group, which I call, they say they love America. They say they want to be called indigenous people, but they the most ones telling people to hate America, some of them. Not all of them now. Not all of them. I ain't going to tell you all of them. But instead of saying how y'all we can get together on this land and make this real money, because, see, this land ain't going nowhere. You might go somewhere, but this land ain't going nowhere. It might even get submerged or whatever y'all want to say may happen to it in the near future. Whereas of right now, it's here. So it ain't going nowhere at this present moment. And you damn straight, it is. They told you right, because the history also told us that America, that's why I say action, reaction. I want to get y'all react. America already knew was too many blacks. When they got here, they said they knew it was a timeline. These people ain't stupid. They're coming over here. They said, it's a lot over here. How many? Too many to count. So what they did was they got an agreement going, got with the African nations that was up there. They came out of the Virginia Company, everybody. Just look up Virginia Company.
That's where all my companies come from, Virginia, because Virginia was once the Carolinas, too.
That's right.
Oh,
the Virginia
Company. Carolina.
The Virginia Company, and I'm going to tell y'all to look it up like he just told you. You're going to find
out.
They broke
bread with each other. They broke bread with each other.
That's right.
And that's how you come up with those different factions. And, you know, look where's the CIA at?
Virginia.
They're in Virginia.
Commonwealth. And Virginia Company is pirate. Now, I told you I had some stuff for y'all ain't
gonna believe.
Chesapeake Bay. Yes. I'm in Pirate Cove. The Keys. Now I'm gonna tell you something. Show you how even my Region 4, we under a mosquito hybrid attack. In the Keys. They didn't show you white folks was complaining. The white folks mad. The richest white folks is in the Keys, some of them, y'all. I've been to the Keys on many occasions. And it is some houses that you can't even explain on waters. Or it's called Stiltsville. Mansions. Mansions. In the water. So, I just want you to know, they pissed. But you ain't going to see it on the news. Because the news is controlled by this family. And this family used proxies like Disney, BET, they don't never show you the real person. This name here is just a name. It won't even let me go into the crest. I can't even go into the crest. So that's how deep this is. And everybody who's in the Moorish or these so-called understandings of what's happening, you know it's all about these crests. They got these crests. It's the insignias. And that's why, you know, our people knew this. I want y'all to know, our people knew this a long time ago. We got some of the best minds of masonry in the world. Martin Delaney. You think black folks, I'm going to show you today that black folks was right in the mix. I looked up today. Did you know that Florida had over 10 millionaires right after the Civil War? 10 millionaires ran through Florida. All cargo had to come through them. We don't talk about them, but we're going to talk about them today at the high noon hour. See, I'm sick of hearing about what our people did. Our people was shakers, movers. They ain't never stopped having power. You might not have been a part of that bloodline. But I'm going to show you they knew about the bloodline. Didn't I say earlier in the show that the word Mac, return of the Mac, remember how we all like to say the Mac came from the Egyptian word? And it meant clan. Just go to show you, our people was way ahead of the time, even back then. Berry Gordy, Motown, all was enlightened. That's why this song was a hit. We're going to take a commercial break right quick, just 2 minutes. See, the word Mac, what this song is saying, I want my family back. Son, I'm your host, Dry Bones. Like we said, back in the day, we ain't know the Mac met family.
Dry,
saying, basically, I want my family back. I want my man back.
Dry
I
Bones.
Want my family. Go ahead.
Yeah, you talked about
in.
What's her name? Eartha Mary Magdalene, one of the first millionaire women there in Florida. You familiar with her?
What's her name? Earthy what?
Eartha.
Eartha. Okay. Eartha. Oh yeah. No. Put it be down
Eartha
on her. No.
Yeah.
That's 12. That's 12. So keep going. I got 11. You got me 12. Go ahead.
Okay. Eartha White was like in 1876 to 1964. And she was a former enslaved mother, for example, and she had a beauty school and a National Conservatory of Music. There in Florida.
Mm-mm-mm.
Yeah, you had a bunch of millionaires, like just like you saying, because you had Eartha, you had John Sunday. John Sunday was 1838 to 19. He was born a slave in 1838. You had John Gilmore Riley. I'm gonna send
so
you then, this
let's take that. They money now. Now they money was millions. Now when I looked up the millionaire. The millionaires that, I don't know her wealth, because you remember they had different, one had $3 million. $3 million at that time was $250 million today. And I said to myself, wait a minute, time out. This ain't making no sense. We never talk about, each state got millionaires. I could go to the black millionaires go to the earliestmillionaires.com in America, Black America, and you'll be almost passed out. And to see what our people was able to do under worst adversity than we got today. I mean, way worse. It was no surveillance cameras. There was no dash cams. There was no cell phone where they could record you getting your ass whooped. It was none of that. And to have unbelievable amounts of wealth is unbelievable.
Abraham Lincoln Lewis, he was in insurance. He was a millionaire. His father was born in 1865. Named him after the man who gave us emancipation.
That was one of the ones out there that I see. A lot of them was named after that. I see some of them was named after their masters. They sure were. That's a fact. I seen three of them. I don't know about all of them, but three of them were that I read on.
Yeah, but he had one of the largest Afro-American insurance companies there in Florida.
That means that black folks had money. See, this is why I want you to put the connection in your mind. The reaction to, if they had a millionaire that was investing only because that's what they wanted to do. See, today, we don't invest our money with our own people. We so much into so many other dynamics. But these millionaires, let's just take the dynamics of these millionaires so y'all don't get it twisted. Not all of them, because I'm going to show you one that was the high-level one. The one I got, I ain't heard of. He's the high-level one. He and some others. But this one here, I'm going to let you get in here. This one here that you're talking about, these people, every one of them that was rich at that time only gave black people the highest opportunity. They made it where they was so rich that they banks was the only ones that stayed afloat during the Depression. You don't hear that on our, see, that's what we gonna do for y'all coming up before they probably take us off. I'm gonna show y'all that we do not know our history possibly at all. All we want to hear about is our degradation of what white folks done, our degradation of what white folks possibly could do to us. But when I look at what our people did after and during, now, I got something that was even in slavery, during the time of slavery.
Right.
During the time of slavery, was already rich in America. Never touched, no bounties on them. No white man coming to their house talking about, get out, nigga. They was like, yes, sir. So something ain't right with our story. Our story is flawed, and it has to be re-elevated to even reach anybody in the 2025 era. Let's go to 5474. You on the air.
Jawbone.
Go right ahead. I'm listening. You are on the air.
Thank you. Thank you. Greetings, Brother Kwame. Thank you for this show. It's waking me up and it's reminding me of some things. North Carolina is very special to my heart. And the sister that was on your show last week, I'd like for you to pass the number. I used to have your number, but it disappeared in my phone.
No, I'll call you because I sent you some texts today. But I'll call you. I'll call you. No problem. Go ahead.
Please call me. I'm in a nursing home, family. I'm not too sure. Yeah, I'm not too sure about all of this. Brother Kwame knows the deal. Anyhow, just get in touch with me, Dry Bones. I'm serious. And thank you for this show. This means a lot to me. And I'm dedicating this show to my great-grandson, Jaden, in Phoenix, Arizona. Thank us. Peace. That's all I had to say.
Much love to you. Much love. Appreciate that love always. That gave me some more shows, baby. Appreciate that. You don't know. Let me go to 8554. Let me put you in there. Go ahead. 8554.
Hey, you mentioned, first of all, good morning to everybody.
What's up, my brother?
You got it. Yeah. I got your alert for the show last minute because I didn't know you was having one today. But now what's interesting right now, what's going on with Jean-Baptiste Toussaint here, they're getting ready to change the name of Lakeshore Drive over to his name. Now, ironically, Soldier Field, where the Bears play, is right off of Lakeshore Drive because they're talking about moving it, whatever. And I think there's another ironic thing going on that, you know, they just drafted Justin Fields the other day. First time they drafted a black quarterback since what? 1977.
Yeah. Me, we text each other on that. I was like, oh no, you believe the Chicago Bears got the brother and a good one. I mean, a brother to go. I mean, I watch them rally behind this quarterback. That's all I'm gonna say.
Well, the thing is, look. Okay, they moved up to the 11th position to get him, and the date that they had the draft on added up to 11.
That's right.
Now, with that being said, now let's tie in Abraham Lincoln with this Pacer family. Now, the information I had just pulled up that the grandson, L.C. Pacer, hired a dude named Leroy Springs to operate a host of his companies. Now, Leroy Springs' father was A.A. Springs and was the secret father of Abraham Lincoln. Now, back in 1808, Nancy Hanks of the Scottish McAdden family visited some of her own family and the Springs family at Lincolnton, North Carolina. That is when A.A. Springs impregnated her, and her child was named Abraham Lincoln. Now, Abraham Lincoln's Rothschild blood was kept very secret because he grew up to be a famous lawyer, a secret leader of the Rosicrucians, and president of the United States. It is believed from the evidence the establishment conspiracy concocted of the persons of Thomas Lincoln out of thin air. The actual early history of Abraham Lincoln is shrouded in myth and mystery, as one in the encyclopedia puts it. We know little about the family and his mother, Nancy Hanks Lincoln. Now, while lawyer Abraham Lincoln supposedly had a sexual liaison with Elizabeth, who was the illegitimate daughter of Belgian King Leopold I, 1790 to 1865, who also blue blood lineage. Abraham Lincoln and Elizabeth had two twin daughters, Ella and Emily, back in 1856, who were adopted out. Lincoln actually had a fairly large amount of illegitimate children.
And let's go there. Now, y'all all had this thing about Afrikaners. Abraham Lincoln, Afrikaners, and all this. Remember that? Remember that? Y'all was all, this picture's all about Abraham Lincoln having curly hair and all that. That's the swarthy people that was over here at the same time that we don't like to talk about. I'm glad you brought that up. Now, let's go into that that connection to his name. Anybody want to read about the Irish and black connection, just look up Mary Overton. Mary Overton was a Unitarian. She wrote about blacks and Irish people in the beginning of New York, how they were mixed together. They were becoming powerful and becoming heavy labor units. One of the labor units is Tammany Hall. And anybody know Tammany Hall, just look it up in New York. You'll see it's famous. It goes into all. They do not like to tell you that the black people here that was already here and the ones they were bringing over and stopped, only the ones they brought over, they stopped Africa, everybody only came from the Caribbean, period. The period from this coast. They had banned Africans from coming over here. They're up the records. They did not want any more. They stopped them, and that's how this so-called Irish-black connection became, because guess what? The blacks here was in with them in the beginning. Just look up the word. Look up the 5 points of New York, the whole history of the 5 points. You will be like, holy shit, they never going to tell you that. Only Martin Scorsese could tell you, because he's a grandmaster for cinematography of the holy arts, of the Royal Arch Masonry, of the French arts and craft. That's why Himhotep, some of y'all should know him. The Oscars is Himhotep. I mean, that's just obvious. So,
hey,
excellent. Thank you, man. Appreciate that one. That was powerful there.
Hey,
go ahead.
North Carolina was actually named after Queen Caroline.
Queen Caroline. That's right. Queen Caroline.
Yeah.
That's why it's called Carolina.
And that's where the Prince of Wales, she was the origin of, that's where the Prince of Wales comes from. She was actually, that's the Wales bloodline. You understand? Denmark, Germany, Philly, Queen of Denmark, King Christian. You understand?
And now, they're not leaving out blacks.
So,
now, I want y'all to know
something. No, they're not. She was black.
Now, I'm going to tell you why, so y'all don't get this craziness. That's not me talking. It's the facts. Ain't no lions up in Britain. So where they had to come from? Let me hear from all y'all. I got the lines up. Let me go to 7547. Let me get him to his. Yeah, because, see, you just can't have a royal shield of a lion. unless lions are there. Tigers and bears. Oh, my. Let's get deep. We about to go into the next phase.
Lions is not in Detroit, huh?
Yeah, man. Lions not in Tigers.
Just drafted a receiver by the name of Amon-Ra. His first name was Amon-Ra. I can't make this up.
I'm loving it. You can't make this up, baby. That's why I'm so glad y'all brought it. See, I kept busy watching. See, I didn't stop watching the Egyptian ceremony over in Egypt because it was over. I've been on their news. Man, they doing an elaborate ceremony. They finding a pregnant mummy. They found a pregnant mummy. That's what they're telling me. And I'm saying to myself, oh, shit. So that means the baby is even preserved. Now, you know you ain't going to see this, none of y'all. But I guarantee you, when they show you it, that does not mean they ain't working on it. They ain't going to show you no more. And that's where the problem comes. Our brains, according to this witchcraft, our brains can only take so much. That's why I say we got to shut the brain down, go into a cool space like our computers. It got to be shut down. Otherwise, they overload. That's why you got to have cryptocurrency. You have to have all kind of computers to make crypto. That's how this energy is coming. Think about how much it takes to make a crypto coin of energy. I told you the cult is energy. Your religion is energy. If it don't have money behind it, that's why it ain't worth nothing. And even with money, some people say it ain't worth no money, but I'm gonna prove something to y'all today. Give tithes. You're giving tithes to somebody. You think Caesar gonna give you? I'm just gonna use their analogies and y'all jump in. If Caesar gonna actually give you free money, which is happening right now. Happened during the time of Caesar. No, I think we should look this up. The Fall of the Roman Empire is a very good book to look up again, everybody. If you don't think this is happening, anytime a book can tell
universal
you.
Income.
Yeah, universal income. Anytime a book can tell you your prognosis and you don't pay attention, then you're going to suffer the ill effects. Because it tells you it's going to do this. And it also, unless you're going to jump in a minute, everybody, I'm going to shut up. It also told you, and this is the key to me, because I love the cooking channel. And it said during the fall of Rome, they elevated their cooks to celebrity status. I said, oh, shit, we fucked up. Go ahead and jump
celebrity
in.
Celebrity chef.
But you said money, M-O-N-E-Y. John Rudolph Price has a book called Abundance, and he says money stands for my own natural energy yields. That's it's energy.
It's energy.
My own natural energy yields. And your energy is what manifests them to create fiat or create cryptocurrency, is because we put forth the energy as human beings, and we are the beings that take, because economics deals with basically three things. Number one, you've got to have land. The energy to produce what comes from the land is what yields them the wealth, because they manage the land that they sow.
We got to get that guy alive. Can we get him on the show? Can you find him? That is an awesome, awesome acronym. I love that. I just love what you just said. Now, if you take that same acronym and then let's go put it to what, if people came with abundance of source in so many ways, and we did bartering, because I see now in Cuba, those of you over here in our area of Region 4 in Latin America, they just showed a thing a couple of days ago on bartering. Bartering is now becoming, and we did a, if I'm making this up, y'all know I, because y'all would call me liar. Brother who been with me for a long time, one day we was talking about years, maybe 15 years. I said, man, he said, we should start a bartering. Well, I said, man, I didn't know that we was bartering so good, but I said, I started looking up. I said, man, that's all we did. And it's coming to where Angie lives. Offer up. Everything. Bartering is coming back.
Remember a couple years ago, maybe a year or two ago, I was watching that show 60 Minutes, and in the East, Great Britain or whatever, UK or whatever, they had gone back to bartering. And it was on 60 Minutes. I'm like, what? The guy walks into a pub, and and he say he wants a pitcher of beer. And he say, man, I got a fish here, and I would like a pitcher of beer. So they're already on the bartering system. Like many of us have known, is that here in the West, like you always say, we are the richest slaves on this planet right about now. And right now, they're moving to take away all of our necessities and all of our creature comforts so we could get in line with this so-called NWO. And see, we're the last of the Mohicans. We're the last to have guns. We're the last of everything. So right now, it's do or die if you know what you're looking at. So to many of us, hey,
go ahead, jump in,
like
somebody, jump in,
like
whoever
wants to.
But like
him said,
hey, if
what you're talking about is what is called Mbutu. Get the book. It's called Mbutu. U-B-U-N-T-U. Contribution, a blueprint for human prosperity, exposing the global banking fraud by William Tellinger. And he's got a whole system in South Africa that this is all the whole, what he's trying to do is bring back what was there originally. And that you trade for what it is that comes from the earth, what comes from the waters around there, and you trade what we look at our time.
Well, is it a bloodline trade? Now, let me ask you, I'm glad you're saying this. Is it a bloodline trading family? Because remember, these groups come from packs, like the brother said, Brother D. Most of us is pack. We clannish people. Like I say, clan. That came out of the same thing. So these clannish groups who got all this wealth and power, they don't mind us biting off of off the pie, you know, as long as it keeps them stimulated and getting paid too. That's what it looked like.
Right. Well, that's what they created when they created. The same thing it says, printed on a coin is the face of Caesar. So you give Caesar what is Caesar. And that's the way in which they began their system in saying that you have to pay for what we have, what really is for what comes from the earth, basically. And so what we have
right.
to go back to it, as far as being human beings, this is the way that the human beings began in the beginning is bartering. And so they came up with this system. This is why the
let's go with that. Today, I'm going to ask everybody, I'm going to bring some calls in. Okay, outside of money, what's the only thing that's been boxed since the beginning?
That wolf puss.
There you go. Oldest profession on the planet Earth. Oldest profession on the planet Earth. So something ain't right
yes,
with this analogy. Something ain't right with this analogy. Because this analogy is telling
See,
me we've been bartering. We've been bartering. Then the human bartering. Also,
the woman was the first barterer. She was the first.
Yeah,
had
to be
the
first
barterer. She had to
be,
because she had the
yoni is the human.
She had
bank.
The breast. She had the booty.
She has the bank.
The bank
holds her.
The human bank.
But she's
right.
the bank. But so she holds it.
That's
so right,
bank.
We ain't
that's
going up
bank.
There. We just keeping the conversation high. But that's the bank. So let's get this all together. The bank system. Because even your judge is a bank. Your judge is shaped as a bank. It's a court bank system as a bank. He's a banker.
Designed off of a woman.
Designed off a woman body of reproduction and so let's go with this because, again, I just told you, they coming up with this new system. Now, I hope y'all paying attention to the game because Biden told you. I'm going ready to go into the – Biden told you it was two pillars behind him this time. He says the first time, two pillars, I'm gonna name them, of beauty and strength is behind me. Now, what they're going to build is going to be interesting, to say the least, because that was the first. I hope y'all realize that. It wasn't about it's about showing you the two pillars.
Everybody participation is needed. Everybody participation is needed. That's how it works.
Everybody. The worker bee. See, that's where I keep wondering if y'all understand what y'all say when we say the car. The bees on that thing. this industrialism is based off women too, because obviously those two entities, bee and ants, is what these industrialists were about. They need us to, they need drone ants, which is the common worker, the slave worker, the ones the Mexicans are about to put in. So y'all, this is all about, this is what they're doing. That's why they open the borders. They need new clones, new feeders, just like a woman. She need new eggs to reproduce. And the human body's coming over here in groves. They don't care about COVID, obviously, because if they cared about COVID, they wouldn't have kids in detention right now, even though they always been there for how many years. They've been farming them from detention camp. They right here in Camp Chrome. I seen them personally, and I went down there personally. You can't even get to it no more. Was a time where you can see it good. Y'all know what I'm talking about down here.
Right, but what's happening to the women that are taking the shot, and those that they
dying? Some of them.
They're having irregular cycles and miscarriages.
We got to get some more. That's a good now. Right now, I want to see more of what we're saying brought to the forefront so people can understand. Because okay, if your family, I've heard there's a school down here. Everybody, I want y'all to know this. This school is rich. This school pays $25,000 a year. Told teachers here in South Florida, and this is a nice school. It ain't like Dr. Umar made up shit. This is real shit. $25,000 kids got a school. They told the teachers, you can't work here next year if you took that shot. They reasoning.
I heard about that.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah.
There you go. Now, none of y'all, I don't know if you can or not. If you can, that's wonderful. Imagine paying all your kids $25, each one of them. And guess what they told the people? The parents. The parents that were liberals. I'm going to use that analogy because got to be rich. They liberals, different groups is in there. But they said, oh, we upset. We want to. These people were mad because they wanted their kids to wear a mask. So the people said, okay, tell you what. You ain't getting your money back. That's how powerful this shit is. Because you signed the contract. And you know all of them said, okay, all of them. Now, y'all tell me how that worked. Jump on the line and tell me how that worked. A school can tell people who is independent of their own entity, said, y'all got to go. Next year, y'all got that shit in you? You out of here. It said it could secrete. That was the now. They said it may secrete things that can harm the regular person. Now, why would a school that charges $25,000 a year here in beautiful South Florida, Miami?
Wow, money talks, yeah. Bullshit walks.
Yeah, so somebody talk to us today on the Helios. We don't have time to play because guess what they're planning? They planning on anything that makes you believe. This family I'm talking about, y'all better look at the Pesor family. I have just found out I hit the iceberg. It's taking me into everybody. How about the East Indian African Corporation? How many of y'all knew about that crest? Now, I know y'all don't want to answer that one, I'm sure. 3203. Let's get it on the helium.
Oh, 3203.
You on air. 3203, you on air. Okay, well, we keep the lines open. We got a lot of y'all on the lines now. We got the lines open for everybody to talk. We got to get it going on because we're getting to the high noon hour. But like I said before, I told you, action, reaction. Somebody already on the playbook. And I want y'all to hear this for the two. If y'all ain't ever heard this one, I got to play a little bit so I can find my real clip. Now, I told you, everybody, the reason why the Grand Orient is here in the United States with the Golden Arches, McDonald's, the Big Mac. Look what they call the Big Mac. See, they've been playing with it for years. The Big Mac. They want everybody to eat it. That's the cold word.
The East Indian company that you're talking about was a trade company started by the British. And what they did was that they were part of the transporting of the drugs, the opioids back in the day.
From
and
who? From what countries?
From basically all the countries. Became out of England, formed it, because the British were the ones that
I know, but hold on. That's not, I'm glad you brought it up, because you know I love this. This is my What companies they were getting the drugs from at that time?
Who was making the drugs was China.
And no, the Ottoman Turks. The Ottoman Turks. That's where you get heroin from.
Okay.
Opium is
it?
Afghanistan. Hold on. Let's go. Let's go there. Let's go there. Afghanistan. What they guard today, everybody in the military? You in the military, what they guard today?
Shit, the drugs, the opium.
The opium. Yeah, the poppy plants. The poppy plants, man. Hold on. Let's get some clarity. Let's get some clarity. I know what we're talking about. Let's get some clarity. These families is dealing with the Moors, the people y'all acclaim so much. They're dealing with, I could go on all the groups if you want me to, but I ain't with the black and white shit right now. I'm with these families are fucking each other. They don't give a damn about no black and white, man. That's about the dick and pussy right now. Who could give me what I want in my bloodline family? Care what color y'all right now. Because obviously, if I go way back, which I'm going to go now just to stop this whole foolishness, everybody, Morocco gave America the charter. This is common sense. It's called a friendship of peace. This is not, this is 101 now, a baby knowledge of the occult. So right now, this is the knowledge that everybody need to wear. You ain't in no republic. You ain't in no democratic society. You ain't in none of that. You in this.
These philosophies have been known and practiced by secret societies for many centuries. As the evidence will show, designing cities as a reflection of occult tradition was not a new concept to the Founding Fathers, among whom the influence of Freemasonry seems undeniable. In fact, the 110th Congress of the United States on January 5, 2007, passed House Resolution No. 33 to honor the Freemasons for their contribution throughout America's history. The number 33 is well known as the honorary degree of Scottish Rite Masonry. The House resolution read in part that the founding fathers of this great nation and signers of the Constitution, most of whom were Freemasons.
The Masons felt in the United States that they were forming a Masonic Republic.
The concept of a republic dates back to the Greek philosopher Plato.
Plato's Republic. That's a utopian theme, and that whole thing runs through our philosophy and thinking among the humanists to this day. They still think they would like to introduce Plato's Republic. Think about it. Every socialist country that has gone socialist have always called themselves a republic for that very reason.
It was Plato who likewise set down the earliest known record of ancient Atlantis. Centuries later, Sir Francis Bacon would set down the New Atlantis, a tale which some believe was meant to be a blueprint for the New World, one based upon the teachings of ancient philosophers.
Bacon didn't invent this New Atlantis concept. He was merely the inheritor of it. He was probably the most articulate proponent of it ever in history, but it preceded him.
Bacon believed that the American continent was in fact the site of ancient Atlantis, a concept held by teachers of esoteric wisdom even today.
A New Atlantis really was just America anyway. The east coast of America, if you take a look at the maps by other clairvoyants who have studied Atlantis, indicates that the east coast of America was the west coast of Atlantis.
This country, America, is the remnant of the ancient Atlantis, and so is very susceptible to much of the history of Atlantis, the energies of Atlantis, and some of the actions, for instance, the religion of Atlantis.
According to esoterics, the religion of Atlantis was in fact the mystery school teachings that were embraced by the ancient philosophers. Yet it might be said that none have been as prolific on this subject as 20th century philosopher Manly P. Hall, who wrote such books as The Secret Destiny of America and America's Assignment with Destiny. It was Hall that many Freemasons are said to have called Masonry's greatest philosopher. In 1934, Hall founded the Philosophical Research Society in Los Angeles, California, an organization dedicated to exploring the wisdom of all the world's traditions.
It began in 1934, and I think in this building, the library itself was finished in 1936. This is one of the leading wisdom libraries in all of North America, if not the most comprehensive itself.
The Philosophical Research Library has been highly regarded by esoteric students.
Now, I left that there. I'm going to leave it on. It's too long ago, but I just want to put that 5 minutes if I found what I need to find. Now, y'all jump in on when y'all fit in on this one, because...
Scottish Rite, Scottie Pippen, number 33.
Ain't that something? Thanks.
Man.
Thanks.
Two three-peats, six championships, Memphis, Egypt, Memphis, Tennessee, Cairo, Egypt, Cairo, Illinois. Come on now.
Yeah, right up in there. Yeah, and I'm glad y'all hearing it, because it's time y'all recognize that they already knew this too. There's no hiding the fact that they knew people was here. There's no more hiding the fact that they had this. People coming from these directions didn't have no, they came knowing this, and then people here also had history of this as well. So it's not like it's a mystery to a lot of the people, but what's happening here in America, you heard, it says the great utopian world. That's what this whole thing's been, ever since we grew up, we've been talking about utopia, how everybody's utopic. We can have a world. Even the Zimtepi, the Egyptian story of everything, the first beginning. Everything's utopic. What does that mean? Everything's perfect? And perfect to who? So what if perfect meant we being under total submission? That would be perfect to somebody, wouldn't it? We about to
the people's putting you under submission. It's perfect. That's their perfect world.
Yeah.
Shit.
So utopia, utopia means a lot of things to a lot of people. And the people who probably thought it up, who made it a word, is the ones we better be looking at. What would make us want to listen to somebody who says everything utopic is everything foul? See, utopic means you wear a mask. That's utopic. If everyone wore a mask, you'd be in utopia. Because you know why? It means all in agreement. See, that's how you got to look up the word, utopic. Then they got everybody looking up the U, unicorn. They even, and I'm telling you straight up, everybody, this has been talked about. We have played tapes from the 40s saying that they were going to use white people to go against themselves. I mean, we read this. People made books on this, stating that white folks are going to use other white folks to have a self-hate of what they did. Now,
it's
is
called
that
white sacrifice.
Yeah,
white
if that
sacrifice.
Ain't a curse. You're right. You're willing to sacrifice your own. Ain't that what the book is? Isn't that what it's all about, everybody? Isn't that, for those of you going to church after about 10, 15 minutes, isn't that what Abraham sacrificed his son, his own? Isn't that what's going on today in the immigration? People who will sacrifice their kids to go over the altar. Ain't the altar the wall? See, y'all don't get what they're doing. It's an altar. Y'all said, Brother Kwame said earlier, ritual. We don't realize what rituals, and then what is it going on. And so if the rituals are happening, bombarding us, then we become partakers. You want to cut that off and anti-ritual, because if you do not, I wake up to a lot of things. The next dose, because this comes in three waves. The next wave, look what's going on in India. That cannot be what we got. Something going on. Now, why would the rich leave, everybody, in India? I want y'all to make sure, because Kamala Harris' family is connected to the occult world of India. Don't think they not. Go read her mama and her brother, mama's brother's books. Go ahead and do it for us. And then we can come back. I told somebody who just recently went to Atlanta. And Atlanta is a sacrificial state. It's a sacrifice. To have King be sacrificial and then have Mahatma Gandhi in the beginning standing in his place, and then read on Mahatma Gandhi and find out he did not come for the Kaffir, he said. He came for his own people. And then to be told that he didn't have a military force, and he did. It starts with a letter J. I can't think of the name, but his military force started with a letter J, Jahajahua, something like that. They were military for India. And I said, wow. And yet they got us to believe the direct opposite, that this man was a king, was a peace and everything, never telling you about the Deacons of Defense until they made the movie. Never got, they do really, because it wasn't for them. A lot of these events that these black civil rights leaders have claimed they was at, they were under protection. They were under protection, plain and simple. You're not talking in front of a bunch of people. That's cocky in the belief of that he was.
Hello?
Yeah, jump in.
Bro, you breaking up real bad. Right. You going in and out now.
Oh, shit. Okay, well, I'm going to let y'all jump in. Okay, go ahead. Y'all talk. Yeah, I hear you.
No, I was just saying.
No, jump in. I want y'all jump in because I'm going to pick my
it's
phone.
Like, I'm like this with the history piece. Like, yeah, there's a lot of things that weren't talked to, but at the same time, we can't sit up there in the past history, even with our children, whatever, wait for somebody to teach you something that they're not going to teach. You got to go out
right.
and get the
That's
information
true.
Yourself.
Now,
you know,
we got to go with that premise as well. Jump in where y'all fit in. Beautiful premise. I don't know if we can at a time frame. I don't know. We do have. I can't say what time is going to be on everybody's agenda. Like I say for everybody up there, I don't know if they're going to attack us with these mosquitoes. How do I know that when I go in a little while, we don't know what these mosquitoes are going to do. So I don't know how much time I really got, so I can't tell a person how much time we have, but I will say this. It's like a progression of time. Like if you give it to somebody, take the time to give it to somebody, or give it, it's going, what we're doing now is waking up people without even knowing. You know what I'm saying? Whoever wakes up from what
okay,
we're saying.
And I'm glad you said that. I'm going to take look like what happened with something I witnessed yesterday. I went to the store to pick up a few things. And it was warm here yesterday. It was about 84, 85 degrees, like it was going to be today. And when I was walking out the store, I kind of laughed a little bit. A couple of the young dudes, the security guards and stuff, was standing in the hall. But it was like, damn, it's too goddamn hot to be. Why are we wearing these masks and it's 85 degrees? And I turned around and said, it don't make no sense doing it. They was like, no. I mean,
right.
Now little things like that, people are waking
right.
up or people are asking questions.
Right. Right, that's what we're about. The thing is, think, it ain't illegal yet because the mind is the most powerful thing, obviously. I remember the commercial growing up. I don't know if y'all remember, but we used to have
the mind is a terrible thing to waste.
And we don't even see that commercial no more. It used to be really a good commercial. I used to say, damn, you right.
Or the other one, this is your brain on drugs.
Yeah, that was a good one too. Scrambling eggs and shit. I don't know because obviously they're using the drug culture. Which I'm aware of everything. So basically, I could tell you right now, everybody, listen carefully. I do not know what could possibly come from the new synthetic things that they're doing. But I'll tell you this. The highest level of all crops is definitely being, don't think they ain't making organic great food to live long. No, they making it. It's just going to be expensive. So right now it's affordable. So what you're saying about how these things changing and these things are going on, they're there. They're not going to take away from the beauty of the earth. The earth got to have good. It must exist. Otherwise, it would implode and we'd be all off here. So it's a battle of good and evil. Just like I'm going to tell you today, your brain is two sides. Right now, that's why they call it left and right. That's why they're using these philosophies. Now, if you go into the third eye, they don't want you to have a third party. Notice everything's third party is bad in a lot of ways, the way they do it. But the third party is your true self. So what they did is they reversed it. I'm looking at what they're telling me, and I said, they said, I was told to reverse everything they said by everybody who I listened to for years. So it came to fruition now. I said, it is a reversal. They got the man was in the role. Y'all know that. On TV, we look like we're in the role, but if you watch these soap operas, we're not in the role. The women is always the queen of the soap operas. Everything has shown itself, just like in your family and your day life. What's happening to me, and I'm learning from everybody, we can't take nothing for granted no more. No. If you look at what, if you got a fire stick, I challenge you one day, just watch the news around the world. That's all I'm going to say. And y'all tell me.
And you get a, you're going to get a total different perspective. You got to, you're right.
Yeah. Yeah, just watch the news around the world. That's all I can tell you. With Fire Stick now, you can watch everything. Ain't no excuse no more. You can watch what's going on, and I'll tell you straight up, you're going to be saying, oh, man, this is unbelievable shit. But I want to talk about what's coming next, and this is called the City of the Gods. They're making Akon known. These are going to be known as the City of the Gods. They're in Africa, the continent of Africa, and they're going to be spread across the universe. In India, I think India got theirs growing. I also believe, because I ain't looked up everybody, but just the ones I know that's been talking, China got one growing, and they're supposed to be one underneath Nevada and in the underneath that they built. We don't know how true that one is, there, but the ones they showing us, the two they showing us, we got to do a program on this. This is unbelievable, man. It looks like Wakanda. I mean, you thought Black Panther was some type of, if this ain't Disneyland on steroids, you gonna be like, wow. And the money for it is unbelievable. Now y'all heard Brother Kwame and all y'all was talking to those of y'all about that pyramid in the procession, and he said they went there. I told y'all I better look this up. They did more rituals. Now these rituals, I know people say, oh, what it means? It means a lot. It means a lot.
I said 50, but. Look. You gonna do me a what? And I got you, I got your tip, and I got everything, and I, cause my cash, my girl birthday today, I'm gonna take too much money.
Hey man, you should mute yourself. Let me find here. He got to mute himself bad.
You can come to it.
Oh shit,
two more weeks. I see. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, that's the power. I got. Hey, please, everybody, if you go do something else, I know you're listening. Unmute yourself, cause we get to hear all that, but he has someplace. I don't know where, but hey, I'm going to keep him off till he tell me back. All right. Appreciate y'all. That's why live radio is unbelievable, y'all. There's got to be something to it. Back to where y'all at. Jump and fit in.
Just like right now, we were talking about rituals and everything. Like right now is Ramadan. So look what's happening. All the events. That's happening from the beginning of Ramadan to the end. Look at all these deaths and everything. All this stuff is connected, bro.
And
the rituals during the so-called Jewish holidays or whatever.
And it was
this
actually
every
a
year.
Stampede. It was a stampede in Israel. Did y'all look? Did I look at these news now to see what they're doing? It's a stampede. Israel had the same holiday festival because they all on the same area. And a stampede, listen to what I'm saying, a stampede, everybody. Killed almost, what, I think 7 or 8.
Hey,
did you see it?
They have it yearly with the running of the bulls. That should say volumes when they
That's
do the running of the bulls.
The bulls, right.
Yeah,
stampede. Yeah, stampede. And so to me, when we see these things, it's a stampede. When we do our stampede ritual is the one we do when they do after eat. Food on Thanksgiving. What that shit called? Black Sunday or Black Monday or
Black Friday?
Black Friday, Death Friday. They run over each other, stampede each other to get to the good. So this is like I'm telling you, these rituals that you may not participate in, which is one, but you know, family, loved ones that we do have close, they do. You have to like at least say, hey, y'all be careful. Let people aware that these things that are now happening, going to a party unannounced, not knowing. You don't know what people are allowing. And because of the lackadaisical belief system of law and orders that supposedly came from black, under what I'm seeing and what y'all always tell us and people out there tell us, if law and order was to ever be, then we was law and order. Wouldn't that make sense? If we was the beginning, wouldn't we be law and order? Yes, no.
Because we'll be policing up our own neighborhoods and communities, but that's not the case now we're living in.
We want to police one thing. We've been told to police only one thing. Under the ordinary circumstances, I probably think if we wasn't so premeditatedly about the white cops and black stuff, we will be able to focus on really protecting ourselves more so than so, because we focus only on one type of killing. That's it. Our minds only go to one thing. I'm not saying everybody's mind, but you know what I'm talking about. And that group
right,
phase.
Because we don't talk about the crime. I met dude, I could be on here for months and months and months talking about the black-on-black killings that's going on here in Chicago, but all that stuff, unfortunately, gets swept under the rug.
Because the white-on-black
killing for the police officers. It's crazy.
It's a ritual. It's a ritual. Think about what you're saying. That ritual that stops them is money. Because what happens is, look at Jeremy. I have to say this to everybody, because y'all jumping. I got the mics up, but I want to make sure I got people who got your mics off so we won't make so much noise. Let me put some of y'all back in. Okay, I think about 5474. I think St. Louis was that other number right there. And let me see. I'm bringing 4853. I'm going to let you jump in. But Jesse Summit, I'm going to get to you, and you can jump. I'm going to jump off. Jesse Summit, look at it. Look how that emerged, where this dude can lie, make up a story, and now he got a record deal. So it's like, you know, I'm trying to figure it out. Somebody tell me what's up, because I'm like, damn, he got a record deal at that movie script he did. He did an actual movie script for him. They played it out on live TV. He even got caught. But because they so smooth and gangster, they say, we're going to act like we're going to get him. Stay low. Bam, bam. And look at the people that
just like, remember, I hate to bring it up, just remember what happened to Kobe and that white girl in Colorado. He lost his shoe deal with Adidas and turned around and got a better deal with Nike. Come on now.
Got a better deal. But see, that's what I'm saying. So it can't be saying we all just crazy making this up. We just aware. We just happen to be awake and aware of what's happening. I appreciate all y'all for that. It makes me feel good about keeping my day going every day when I know there's lots of bones out there. We driving and keeping this law going, man. This dodge going, because it's unfortunate that it is a lot of depravity and within the knowledge. It's not like the knowledge is there. It's not corrupted. The knowledge is there. It's been a corruption of the knowledge. Like we always say, somebody stole it, but I'm tend to say that that's kind of like escape for me to say, oh, they stole it, when I know if we first and we find them next.
But now at the same time, there's another side to that too. Like I said, the knowledge can only be, with stolen or not, it can only be useful if the people wants to seek it and put it into action. Now
yeah,
if somebody doesn't want to do it, then it's like it's null and void. You see
it.
What I'm saying?
But I see the whole world is actually, in order for me not to believe that this is not a real analogy of this, everybody is behind this global, every nation underneath it all that's in this council, this pack, made a decree that they want to have a one world government.
That's what you call your United Nations.
Nation. Now, we see it. So we know it exists. We shut it off. We deviate from that force that's there. It's there. Okay, so we can cut it off at different times. We don't want to believe it's there. Sometimes I forget it's there too. But when I realize of it all, when you sit back and you look at your paycheck, you look at your shit that you're dealing with, you look at your game, you look at everything you're going through, and you say, wait a minute. Here's an elite group dictating major policy on my ass, and I say I'm supposed to use my energy to vote this motherfucker in that looks like me. But he seems to be getting richer.
Mm-hmm. Or she.
She this year. This the year that she. She's phenomenally richer. Yet, I'm told to hold back, wait, do boop, boop, butt process, hold tight. Then I'm told through analysis, you don't really have to say you hate white people, but from the program, and there is a program of hate for that particular group set because of what we've been told here and experienced here. So we've been told and experienced this type of hate. But then at the same time, if I only been listening to only that message, I see another group over here is actually beneficiaries of that. And this is where I'm trying to wake up the younger people, that because you're giving your blood, sweat, and tears to this group elite, I experienced it, this group elite is living more lavish than you. So then you don't think about that. You're saying, well, I'm living subpar, but this elite that's in all these groups got a better, you know, they just found Black Lives Matter just brought resorts and shit. the party in.
A mansion
and shit. So I'm saying to myself, okay, but I experienced that. I should know that. And even the older crowd, y'all experienced it. Anybody could not tell me that you've not been warned about these occult groups, from the Nuwabian to the new to the Yahweh to the Nation of Islam to every group that we call a black conscious group. There's a lower class and an upper class, no matter what. Now, anybody on this line, I'm opening up. You tell me what group that y'all all live great, like the leader do, and I'm willing to listen. No doubt. Tell me one that the leader got a mansion and a Mercedes. I got one too. And the leader got vacation trips. Hold on. The leader got vacation trips. I got them too. Now, if you can't give me a leader that only, if the leader only got like his family members and his best friend members in the group that he gets all, and you the worker bees, you know what you in, and you didn't even know it. You in communism. Hey,
bro, let me say this real quick. this is just going by my environment, the way I grew up and everything. I really wasn't around no white people, start being around no white people until I got in the military in my early 20s.
There you
Otherwise
go.
Than that, growing up, even though I was in the Catholic school, but guess what? I was around all black folks.
Cause
and it was like,
Catholic.
Don't get me wrong now. Both my parents were from the South. My dad was from Mississippi. My mom's from Tennessee. They taught me about the racism piece, how they growing up here in Chicago, how things was about the 40s, 50s, and everything. And so, but it's like, to me, I'm a little bit more harder on the people that look like me because that's basically who I've been around my whole life. Hell, I've been put down by my own friends because the first go around, I didn't finish college, and they did. And they looked down on me. And I sort of said, wait a minute, something's wrong with this.
It's a class system within people's
systems.
And that's what I'm trying to get us to understand. Because
it's a system within the system.
It's like you act like you ain't going to do the same thing that a white person would do that you're saying you ain't going to do them. But I see it differently when I watch other news. I'm seeing the Pakistan people. I'm going to go to Pakistan right quick because they got a lot of power that you don't even know about. All your massage, all your little Indian, all your on the road when you go to these hotels. And you really go to them, and they look like half like, oh, they may be dangerous, not dangerous. Notice it'd be by those people, Indian from India or Indian homages of people. Pakistan do not even want to be called India, even though they look like India. So that goes to show you how far this goes. So that I see these people, and I said, the Indian hotels that are in America, they're very clannish. They don't give a day in America, but they still clannish. So this clannish thing is not normal, and it's still the same. And I tell you that, you ain't experienced nothing that other people experienced because I had those in Buffalo and all the other areas, white folk, we were bussed into white schools. So we had to be around Italians, Irish, and Polish. I ain't going to give you their names. Mm-hmm. We called them. But they got
right.
That was our demographics of school. From school, high school, you got to know these people somewhat. And they all, outside of the mainstream, they would admit, we like you, but our families don't. So we couldn't go to their house, and they couldn't come to our house. But we had our own area.
Wow.
We were all drinking and getting fucked up, black and whites, high school. And when we left, if you didn't go to where we all was cool about hanging, because they couldn't come to our area, because we couldn't have them come, and you couldn't go in their area because they couldn't. But we had an area within our own that we found. So this is how demographics grow anyway, because it's going to be a group of white folks. Now, today, let's go with Chicago got a lot of white people. I'm sure you had to run a lot of them there. There's a lot of them there, the Polish, the Jews, and all them there. So you got a lot. And Italians definitely
what,
there.
That,
so
well,
got,
the what? It's kind of declining a little bit. It's getting a little bit more. You have the more Mexicans coming here, more Indian, Pakistan people coming here, too. They're either dying out
change.
Or they're moving away because as a whole in Illinois, the population is supposedly declining anyway. But I ask people, people are leaving, but who are they being replaced with? That's the key question.
That's the key question. Now, that's why I say immigration. And immigration is a very pirate. If y'all don't know about immigration, it's done by every nation. It's like a shortage of people. They need to keep this thing going. Keep it going. But I got to play this for y'all because I want y'all to hear this. This is something, bro. I don't know what happened to Brother Plum if he lost his message. I want them to hear this as well because this is something I never hear us talk about. Never. It's shame. It's a shame. Absolute shame that we sit back always talk about how we ain't got this, we ain't got this. And I, when you hear the amount of millionaires from the time, not during, not even going into slavery, just take the Civil War and beyond to the, they got to the 30s, it was tons of rich people. Here's one now.
Country and take something away that you can use in your life on your journey to creating generational wealth. So in this particular episode, we're going to highlight the power moves of Jeremiah Hamilton. Now, there was a subscriber that commented in our first episode that recommended us to interview him, and I want to give you an acknowledgement. Oliver Perry, thank you, because on further inspection, I can definitely see the value that Jeremiah Hamilton can bring to our viewers. So buckle up. This is going to be an awesome episode. Thank you, Oliver, and thank you for tuning in to the Millionaire Power Moves. Jeremiah Hamilton is Wall Street's first black millionaire. Even before Madam C.J. Walker, Jeremiah Hamilton operated in an era where Wall Street was all white. At the time of his death in 1875, Hamilton was the richest non-white man in America, and his net worth was estimated to be $2 million, which is roughly about $250 million in today's monetary terms. What makes Hamilton such a historic figure is the fact that he was able to amass his wealth from predominantly white businesses during a racially charged period in American history. He may have been very successful, but he was hated by both blacks and whites of that era. At the time, he was known by a derogatory name, Nigger Hamilton, and the Prince of Darkness. Despite the negative moniker, brokers and merchants rushed to do business with him. When he was 21 years old, he had a counterfeit coin operation going from Port-au-Prince to New York City. When he was busted by the Haitian authorities, Hamilton went into hiding, as both white publications and black publications cursed him for undermining the existence of the world's first and only black republic. Even though there were white merchants behind his operation, Hamilton never snitched and gave up his conspirators. In the mid-1830s, Hamilton bought insurance policies on ships that he purposely destroyed, then used that money to purchase 47 lots of land in Astoria, Queens, and Poughkeepsie, New York. He put more than $10 million of today's money in real estate, but at the panic of 1837, he got into serious, serious financial trouble. There was new financial legislation in the bankruptcy law that allowed Hamilton to escape his creditors and come out ahead. By 1860, Hamilton was pooling funds, which in modern-day terms, this would be considered a hedge fund. It worked like this. Investors deposited money to invest on their behalf. The pool's money would allow Hamilton to borrow more money so that a larger sum would be able to invest it in the stock market. Hamilton made the decision what stocks to buy and what stocks to sell. Hamilton was risking other people's savings to speculate pretty much on everything, and that's exactly what hedge funds do today. Hamilton was so successful, he amassed a gigantic fortune. He owned a massive portfolio of stocks and real estate and became Wall Street's first black millionaire. To really understand the man, you must hear what Cornelius Vanderbilt thought of him. Cornelius Vanderbilt was one of the most powerful and wealthiest men to ever have lived. Vanderbilt was known as a ruthless businessman and famous for quotes like, "If you have undertaken to cheat me, I won't sue you, I will ruin you." According to Vanderbilt's obituaries, Hamilton was the only man that ever fought Vanderbilt to the end. The Commodore, as he was called in that particular point in time, said on record that he did not fear Hamilton because he never feared anybody, but that was the person that he certainly respected. Regardless of what you think about the ethics of Jeremiah Hamilton, I think that there's two key power moves that we all can take away from that. One of them, Hamilton was probably the first black man to ever declare bankruptcy. And much like President Trump, Hamilton used his knowledge of the bankruptcy system to create even more wealth despite numerous failures. And number two, Hamilton's persistence. Now, despite numerous failures, Hamilton always kept coming back. If the second wealthiest man in the history of this country
basically respected his persistence. That should tell you a lot about Hamilton. Despite numerous failures, he always had an opportunity, a plan, or a strategy to make money. Now, we can talk about the ethics, and we can talk about the people that were infected by him, but make no mistake, as a black man getting predominant amount of business from white America, Hamilton used the most of all of his opportunities. I hope you gained...
Now, I want y'all to realize that there is, that's just one of many, 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 many. Like I said, we can go all day. Just like the first black... Yeah, I mean, but hold on. Nobody ever talked how he was the one who put the counterfeit. He was the one that helped dissolve Haiti. I said, man, I started looking that up. I said, ain't this something? Then I started thinking, what family he belonged to? And that's what we'll get into one of these days. Well, y'all start to find out that these black folks that y'all say were here and was they were not at all afraid of white people. At all.
Right.
You see, how could he be afraid? He's handling with Vanderbilt. Come on, y'all. You wouldn't see that when the men who built America, though. See, the men who built America.
That just shows you his mindset. He was so busy trying to build his money game up, he wasn't worried about no goddamn racism or people not liking him.
No. You see,
he got other shit on his mind.
And he was like, and I feel this way myself. Now I don't like that, but the way I turned out to be, it's three types of blacks: one who love whites, one who love blacks, and one who love himself. So the blacks will hate you too. You see what it said? It said blacks hated them and
right,
whites.
Right.
And I said, you know what? That's a problem. And I started reading. I said, you can't care about who hate and dislike you, because the game plan is you're gonna be more hated first by your own people when they see you're making this money. If you don't
especially
bring them
in your
into
own
what?
Family.
If you don't bring them into the what? The Klan. And that's where all that macking. That's why I say all this connect. Macking, pimping. It all comes together, though. One big happy family. See, pimping ain't easy, y'all, but this show is for real. I'll tell you that ain't lying.
G's up, holes down.
Yeah, and that's what it is. And I just tell you, I said to myself, man, these words are unbelievable. I mean, they actually perform what they say. Macking, pimping, all that. This is what, and when y'all start to find out too, like the brother said earlier, the wolf pussy game. Now, I ain't against anything at this point in time, because I have come to the conclusion that I know nothing until each day I find something new. Because what I'm seeing today is exactly what's coming. That man showed you. Biden. What's his name? We call him now Jim Crow Joe. Got that
Sleepy Joe, whatever.
Yeah, Jim Crow Joe, Sleepy Joe, put the Masonic touch on that whole thing right from the beginning. He put Nancy Pelosi and Kamala Harris. He said, it's about time. Steve was giving glory to the new ruling matriarch class. I mean, that's what they did. And they held down the family. See, if you notice what that the Oval Office, not the Oval Office, but what the Capitol shows is a rotunda and all that. You see, ain't nobody there. They had it spread out like it was a disease. It was like disease. Everything is disease prone looking with this party, with this game they're playing. And I hope y'all looking at it. I'm going to jump in, fit in. I'm going to find another clip for y'all so before you take you out. But jump in. I got lines open. 7696. I got 3203. I got everybody.
Hey,
jump in, fit in. Yeah, go right ahead.
Yeah,
I got 187.
I want to comment on the schooling system. You know, the schooling system, you know, I'm from 75, so, you know, I grew up in an era where actually them teachers was actually teaching us. I got taught well in the ghetto. You know what I'm saying? Because I had started that busing. You know, they started busing us out to the white
right,
community.
Right, they
bust
me
so
out.
So them people can make that money and ruin our communities. And our parents fell for it, thinking that we was, because the schools was bad, that we wasn't learning nothing. The schools was more under control because they had that special ed, and they actually had teachers that was in place for the bad kids and all the kids who was actually learning. You ain't have no problems in our schooling system. And then once they start busting us, and then our kids didn't have that strong presence in the school that we had. because, you know, all the men teachers and some of the gangster women teachers come get on your ass. Look,
that's
right. Hold on. You know, they get, you know.
See, the teachers back then cared about the kids. They wasn't about them making no money now. They cared.
Right.
And see, once we started going to them white schools, them teachers were so shocked. Them kids was started busting them teachers in their head. You know, busting them out. Them teachers had never went through that because they come from them communities where they was giving them jobs. They was going to school, all these community colleges, the people was in all these areas, your area too. And that's how they took all our kids out to their community so they can have a way to pay the back they what you call that student loan shit. You know, so they could do all that at the time because that's when all that stuff school was real popular.
Yeah, the loan,
you know,
loan forgiveness.
Loan forgiveness.
You know,
yeah.
When I went to that school, you know, I had a teacher. I never stopped talking about this lady because I had learned what hate was at that time because I ain't had nobody listening to me. You know, when you was young, back in the day, grown-ups don't listen to kids. They like, boy, just shut up. You listen to them teachers. You don't know what you're talking about. But I had this lady. She was straight up harassing me because I knew a better form of a formula how to work out math problems, and I ain't know how I knew it. I just been taught this shit my whole life. I don't know, but she was trying to make me do long math, and I couldn't figure this shit out to save my life. And I was like, well, here go the answer. So the lady was harassing me, and that's if you come from that era, you know that the teachers was, if you knew something, they was bashing you down. And I had learned once I got older that that's a part of them teachers' codes in certain one of them fraternities where you see them black kids that's smart and wise get, you know what I'm saying, violent. I ain't know that. I didn't know that espionage like that until
me
I got
either.
Grown. But that's what
that's
made me hate school from the eighth grade. I ain't go back to school no more. I said fuck school. You know what I'm saying? And I from that point on, I just kept reading and educating myself. And
self-taught.
If you self-taught, because that, and my people say that's all I needed was some money. Other than that, that's what it's all about.
It's all about that. Because the money game with your thoughts, if you already ahead of the thought game, regardless, because some people, including my, I'm the only one, like, I tell people all the time, I said, man, they used to call me the story. And then I said, that's all I, but math, other shit. And I tell people all the time, I said, man, you know, they took a lot of stuff away from us, vocational. Kids can't get vocational education now. You got some kids
unless you go to college. They putting them in the city colleges now. Now you got to pay tuition
the
city colleges to get
the
vocation trade now.
Right.
And now
it costs
like $5,000 and $10,000, and people, we don't have that money. All the white people sending, and the people who got that money, they sending their kids. You can pay that $5,000. Well, you can get a tax, a loan. You know, black people don't have that type of
I agree.
Shit like that.
And, but
so
hold on.
All
that's the problem.
Unless you go into the military.
In the rural area.
The military.
Yeah,
the military. Let me get some calls. Let me go to 1-877. I know time. I'm going to take as much as we can today. But let's keep it going. 1-877. You've been holding. Appreciate you holding.
Good afternoon.
Good to have you.
And to thank you. And to the panel, what a great show. I have been listening and always, like, blow my mind. The family that you initially talked about, of course, I didn't know anything about it. I'm sure a lot of other people. So thank you so much for that research to let us know that there are still players out there that we just don't know about. But how we are able to know about these players now is because of the Internet. And I guess that's a good and the evil.
Right.
From the evil.
Yeah, the good and evil.
The
internet. Yeah, the internet. That's right. I'll give you right. That's it. Go ahead.
Most people wouldn't research. So I think that because of the fact that they want to take us to this next level, electronics, AI, the ones who are willing to want to know, it makes it easier to find out and put the puzzles together because of the internet and also because of the times and how things are moving so fast and how the masses are becoming robots over the demon gods. I think the government that are running the country are worshiping the demon gods, the initial time when the angels came down and had sex with the women of man, and people don't they go over their heads because the man is a different species than the man in heaven. The Son of God, God in heaven, had sex with them, and this is why we're here now. They became gods to us, and they're still here. And I think that their time is running out, according to the Book of Enoch, is where I'm getting this information from. The Book of Enoch talks about these governments and how they are evil, manipulating and sacrificing the humans. And the thing about it is we have these different races, I think, is because of genetic modification. And now what they're trying to do is depopulate us so they can keep the races that they select and they think that can build their narrative of their races. Because there's too many of us right now. It says if their race integrate with normal DNA people, after three or four generations, they're gone. And, you know, our genes are set to reproduce back into the original form of how we were created. And that is the key that they haven't been able to unlock. So they kill us all off with this fake-ass vaccine that they're killing to manipulate our DNA, to be able to pass whatever. It's just not good, but it's amazing how people are falling for it. They don't look at the mark of the beast. They have to control the masses and reproduce us. So they have these secrets of our head. I think there's different levels of these alienated governments who have mixed in with our with the lower government, and I think there's a war between them because it might be 13 of them that's ruling the world, but they're not human forces, and people have to look at the Book of Enoch. I learned a lot of this, and I learned from your show the history that you research and provide to us, and when we mix it all together, it's their time is getting short because it's moving too fast. That's what I believe.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's my analogy.
Well, I mean, it is moving fast, faster than I can sometimes imagine myself. And again, yeah, Enoch, and that's another story that I understand how people don't could just let that go by, because here it is, one of these books that the author actually stipulates his whole nationality, which is from Ethiopia, stipulates everything he sees and goes into, and astrology is involved. I mean, giants, alien type of talk, because whatever comes down here from the sky creates from above. So, you know, Star Child Syndrome. I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on here. But again,
let me say this real quick. Now, we're not saying us on the line, but haven't we ever talked about not necessarily the aliens that's from coming from out of so-called outer space from the sky? What about the aliens are underneath the ground, underneath the earth, or in the earth?
Well, let's go there, because I finally got to see King Kong and Godzilla.
Okay.
They use the Middle Earth analogy, and everybody's talked about it. Antarctica is supposed to be a gateway into the center of the earth. And why couldn't some being? Because if the earth, according to what we hear, has these layers, what cannot us believe that these layers can create pockets of utopia, or pockets of living space within itself, just like it does? So I don't think what you're saying is far-fetched at all, because I just seen a documentary somebody sent me. Thank y'all for sending me stuff, because I do look at shit. Believe, I ain't going to tell you where I look at it, but they'll be listening. But I look at a lot of stuff that, just to make sure I ain't going crazy. I look it up to make sure y'all ain't going crazy. And guess what? It's a documentary on New York City. How underground they live. It's like show you the whole world is there already. So they're already underground. What would make them go underground is to know that people could do it. And I don't think we take into our analysis. You just don't do something without some type of provocation of knowing that can we live there. And if you got any science or something to say that, well, you know, somebody, they built down there and boom, boom, boom. And then you find out it's a gateway to get down there. Why not use it? So, yeah, very beautiful analogy there, because I don't think people – that's another thing about – I'm glad for y'all, because you have to think outside the norm of the masses. The masses has been – I hate to say this, but there's nothing say they're going to save masses. It's always a remnant. Never in that book, y'all claim the Alien Bible, or Bible, whatever you want to call it today before you go to church. I mean, even a Mormon should be scared. You only said Jehovah's Witness, 144,000 of y'all only. It's millions of y'all on the earth, so you know you have odds of gambling. You better hitting off in a lottery than getting into the kingdom of the Jehovah's Witness. Think about that one. So they already telling you there's a monetary number game of reduction, and that's what I'm telling y'all to be. That's the key word, y'all. Everything is a reduction plan in that alien book called the Bible.
And they closing down. And speaking of Jehovah's Witnesses, I've seen here in Chicago, they closing down a lot of them Kingdom Halls too. I wonder why.
Yeah. The rapture, they gone. They say, I'm just making that up. But no, seriously, they. I'm making that up. No. The thing with me with that is, it's a real estate plan. They know this when it said. You see what my man did? My man said he brought a bunch of ships and sold them off and made more money. The dude was a millionaire. And I'm gonna tell y'all something. See, that concept never left, because what happened to Marcus Garvey, everybody? Did he buy a bunch of ships? It was all dilapidated, never left the harbor, and was getting
right.
A bunch of money. Okay, so there's a lot to say about scams that you think somebody may not be doing because you've been told he's your hero. But really, could have been a scam. And then you don't want to hear that because it takes away from your thought pattern of the person. But if the person had learned... Why would you buy dilapidated ships? Why would you buy ships
sound like
that
would... Sound to me, Dry Bones. We from the hood. Come on now.
Yeah. I just got to put it out there. Like, if you're going to buy all your ships from the Starline Corporate Company, you claiming to be our gateway to Africa, and each ship is dilapidated, been known, and then you get crazy captains and crackpots that claim they can take the ship to Africa and it never leaves New York Harbor, all four of them. You got to wonder, y'all. That's why I say thank goodness for thinking. Because
That was insurance.
Yeah, insurance.
And just like last year, and it's funny the brother set the insurance up, just like, guess what, last year? I guarantee you all the businesses that got looted and burnt up didn't get looted and burnt up by so-called Antifa and Black Lives Matter.
You know what? That's the sad part, because the blacks that's in those areas that know they don't own those areas knew that and even said it on these. Thank goodness for these podcast shows that people are going independent to do the investigation rather than wait for ABC, NBC, CBN, and all the rest of this bullshit and Fox. People are doing it on their own and found out that the companies, look up everything that got burnt up. They all had insurance. Even when they bought New York and broke into all them high-level places, they all had insurance. That's what I'm trying. I'm glad y'all can see this. Thank goodness for y'all. Think about what they're showing people. And the people actually, I can't even have a conversation. I'm telling y'all. You don't argue with nobody. Just stay. Keep it simple. Let them ask you some shit. Then weigh them out like a balance. And see if what they know
right.
Can even go into weighing yourself into stress. If they can't answer the 101, the simple shit that should, if they won't even aim receptive to a 101 answer, then you know not to go no further. Just stay calm, collective, watch sports, watch whatever y'all watch in the movies, keep it where it's at, Hollywood, because they cannot handle anything. I've had people tell me, I'm not making this up, that there's no conspiracy to depopulate. I said, you sure about that? You ain't nobody doing that, man. Ain't nobody. No, you making that up. I mean, seriously, was heated. I mean, it could have had a heart attack. I said, you right. Just to calm them down. Because I'm like, wow. Here it is. You watch the news on a daily basis. Daily. Daily. That's all most people watch, really. Because they stay at home. And to only come out with a thought pattern that they cannot and will not ever try. And you know what else is scary to me, y'all? I'm going to be honest with you. When a black person tell you they upset that they attacked Capitol and then tell you he for Black Lives Matter, you better run from that motherfucker.
Or it was Trump's fault. People
yeah,
still blaming Trump for these damn vaccines. I said, ain't no talking to some of them people. Some people you just gotta be cordial with them and just, you know, don't take it no further from there.
Yeah. Now I'm gonna play something because I want everybody. Because some people say, Canada called me and Canada, I feel sorry for y'all. I really do. Canada, y'all so close to Buffalo, and just to be that close, a bridge away, and to know you can't even come across that bridge, and you can't, we, the United States can't come across that bridge. After my adult life, it was easy access. And so I know there's something going on now, because when a bridge that was used daily to export hundreds of thousands, if not millions a week, back and forth, getting, Canada let weed be illegalized, so you know Buffalo was going over there. You couldn't bring it back, but they was blowing strong on that, and can't even do it. Can't get the liquor no more. Can't get the clothes no more. And Canada can't, when their money was up, they couldn't come, they was coming to Buffalo for everything. Can't do it. So I know this is still powerful. It ain't gone nowhere. Don't fool yourself, because you see, we like escape from the U.S. We the only people. Now we fighting. Four states are fighting. That's Florida, Texas. I think two others. I can't think of the other two, but I know Florida, Texas. I'm scared of Atlanta right now. Georgia. Georgia is an experiment. But I'm giving this to Canada. Thank you, Canada, for this information. I'm only going to give you about 3 minutes of this. This is a part you did not hear. I never played this part because I ain't really want to make it sound the way it's going to sound. I'll let them tell you. Because you might not listen to me, because you know how y'all are. That nigga don't know what he's talking about. So I'm going to let you tell you that what Canada is saying. This is the part you have never heard them say.
Kind of employee of the government, and then the government can determine whether you get paid or not based on your level of compliance with their authority. The universal basic income will likely be incorporated eventually into a cashless society. We'll be told cash has to be phased out in order to stop the spread of COVID. We're already starting to see more and more businesses no longer accepting cash. The globalists have wanted a cashless society for decades. That's not a secret. I've covered this story over the past couple of years. Apparently, COVID sticks to banknotes and coins, but not to things like bank cards, paper receipts, and newspapers. The fact that Joe Normie can't see this blatantly obvious agenda just goes to show that the public school system must be designed to reduce intelligence. With a cashless society, your bank account gets reduced to little more than a kind of PayPal account. Many of you probably know what it's like to get suspended on social media for posting something edgy or critical of the dominant mainstream narrative. Now apply the same kinds of super sensitive, politically biased terms of service and community guidelines of a major social network like Twitter or Facebook to your bank. Imagine your bank suspending you for several days because you said something they didn't like on social media or at a political protest, or because the social credit surveillance state detected that you broke the lockdown restrictions or didn't wear a face mask in public. They may even suspend you permanently. Whatever the reason might be, your funds could be suspended. Access to your money could be temporarily cut off for a few days in order to pressure you into compliance and prevent further dissent. So I'll continue with the article. Committee members asked who would become the owner of the forfeited properties and assets in that scenario, and what would happen to lenders or financial institutions. We were simply told the World Debt Reset Program will handle all of the details. Several committee members also questioned what would happen to individuals if they refused to participate in the World Debt Reset Program, or the Health Pass, or the vaccination schedule. And the answer we got was very troubling. Essentially, we were told it was our duty to make sure we came up with a plan to ensure that would never happen. We were told it was in the individual's best interest to participate. Wow, sounds very ominous. When several committee members pushed relentlessly to get an answer, we were told that those who refused would first live under the lockdown restrictions indefinitely, and that over a short period of time, as more Canadians transitioned into the debt forgiveness program, the ones who refused to participate would be deemed a public safety risk and would be relocated into isolation facilities. Once in those facilities, they would be given two options: participate in the debt forgiveness program and be released, or stay indefinitely in the isolation facility under the classification of a serious public health risk and have their assets seized. Sound like concentration camps or gulags to me. As it currently stands, it is very unlikely, in my view, that the public would consent to a total loss of private property rights, unless, of course, the economic crash leads to staggering, devastating levels of global poverty and is coupled with the possible threat of starvation due to the breakdown in international supply chains. Many countries, including my own, can't really feed their populations without global supply chains. It is, however, inevitable that private property would be another major target of this agenda. After all, communists always want to take away private property rights. Remember that World Economic Forum article from 2016? Welcome to 2030. I own nothing, have no privacy, and life has never been better. This article is in the category of Global Agenda and the Fourth Industrial Revolution. And it basically gives a glimpse into what looks like a dystopian outcome of the Agenda 2030 Sustainable Development Goals plan. In this future, people don't own their homes. Everything they use, including right down to their kitchen utensils, are rented on a subscription model. They live in shared accommodation with strangers and make use of public transport and or self-driving electric cars. They are unable to venture outside of the city limits to the countryside, as these areas are deemed off-limits to human beings in order to maintain biodiversity and the natural environment, etc. The cities are all smart and maintained with mass surveillance. No one has any real freedom. Their towns and cities are also in compliance with the green agenda. Streets are pedestrianized and traffic congestion is non-existent, just as the lockdowns were designed to achieve. As we know by now, COVID, of course, was a smokescreen for pushing this green agenda. Anyway, by crashing the economy, making it so that people are unable to work, unable to pay their bills, loans, mortgages, and may in fact lose their homes, desperation may set in. This, of course, is another Hegelian dialectic. Create a major economic problem, a major collapse, generate mass panic, and then offer an economic solution with onerous terms and conditions and caveats. You'll be permitted to keep the roof over your head and to eat food, so long as the roof over your head belongs to the globalist banksters, and so long as you accept life as cattle in a digitally connected farm where you have no bodily sovereignty, vaccinated, tracked, monitored, and controlled. Would people be willing to trade freedom and property rights for basic survival in a technocratic future? The destruction of all SMEs via lockdowns and unworkable social distancing policies has always been about eliminating the economic independence of the middle class and driving everyone down into poverty where they can be controlled. Also, by making those businesses unworkable, it massively drives down property prices, and then all of those buildings and units on the high street can be bought up for pennies on the dime. This has always been a massive wealth transfer. Only massive global corporations that are already on side with the New World Order will survive, and they will enjoy a significant monopoly, especially in an increasingly digital online age. The article continues. So, as you can imagine, after hearing all of this, it turned into quite the heated discussion and escalated beyond anything I've ever witnessed before. In the end, it was implied by the PMO that the whole agenda will move forward no matter who agrees with it or not. That it won't...
You heard that. I'm going to stop that. That's Canada. It said that if you go on to their prime minister, the man goes on to say this is going to be the harshest COVID restrictions in North America. I said, what? I mean, who would... That's unbelievable. Go ahead.
Check this out. Now, there's a Democrat state representative in Michigan by the name of Sarah Anthony. Michigan is not too far from Canada, by the way. She's already talking about introducing in legislation a bill that if you are a veteran, if you get caught up in these protests and marches, or you get labeled a so-called American terrorist,
yes,
whatever,
mm-hmm,
you can lose your veteran benefits. I bullshit you not. Guess what color she is, by the way.
You see, hold on.
Guess what color she is.
You see, I sent you something with Trump and them did for y'all. about getting houses. You
I
see
saw that. Yeah, I'm gonna share that with some of my coworkers tomorrow. What the ones I talk to about the stuff we talk about.
Right. I couldn't believe it. I said, now, who would not want that? And I'm going to tell y'all something. The reason why they want to use this law against the veterans, because they're going to weave them out so they can bring in these genetically enhanced soldiers and say, oh, we had to get rid of the ones who were treasonous. This is the word they probably use. I'm not saying it. This is the word they probably going to treason. They love using treason and insurrectionists. So treason and insurrectionists. Now, just name the family that knows about treason and insurrection would be who? Marie Antoinette. What other family would know how to deal with treason more than hers?
That's a black woman, by the way, that would introduce that bill.
Oh, hold on. You know, I noticed none of y'all never named. My man Eddie Griffin said, you know who he was talking about? The chick who took the shot. Where's the black chick that took the shot, y'all? Where y'all see her lately? That was Eddie Griffin said that. Thank you, Eddie. Wish you come on my program, man.
You know what? No, I haven't seen her.
Eddie Griffin. That was Eddie Griffin y'all heard as the comedian spot. I might put a comedian, like, I got to put in a few comedians who warned us. Definitely George Carlin. He got to be played next week. George Carlin really warned us. But Eddie Griffin said that. Eddie Griffin said, have you seen the lady who took the first COVID shot, the nurse? Where's the nurse at, everybody? Where's the nurse? Come on, the line's open. I got a line open. Have y'all seen the nurse, please?
No.
Let me go to everybody out there. You see the nurse? Have y'all seen the nurse? Where the nurse at? You would think Biden have her on. Wouldn't Biden have her on his jock? Here's the nurse, everybody, who made. Where's the chick with the COVID tester? Where's the one who made it for us? Ain't that the nurse? Where's she at? Ain't that amazing?
There's so much going on. I want to go back to when you was talking about all of that hurting of people that they were doing.
Oh yeah.
Doesn't that demonstrate the same thing? Smart cities and all of these things. If you can't get into the country, you're just like cattle to the slaughter, right? Going back to people.
Mm-hmm.
They've been doing this, just like what the brother was speaking on about Spain. That symbolized them running the aboriginally indigenous people, the Moors, out of Spain. That's why they got the white hats on and the white clothes. All of these symbolize the same thing, going back to the Helios Biblios. To appease their god, Baal, what did they do? Sacrifice 25 goats and, you know, all of these things.
Yeah, yeah.
That's all it is. It still goes back to Bohemian Grove, goes back to the...
They've been sacrificed. They still sacrifice. I could go to right now with fire sticks. Man, you got people doing rituals in every continent that we would be like, what the? You ain't going to do what they do. I know y'all ain't. If I show you a ritual they do in parts of Tanzania, you ain't going to do that shit. Y'all playing. Y'all don't play with me. Y'all, there's no
way
you
would. You remember when they were talking about?
No way you would do what
they were talking about Hillary Clinton? And Hillary Clinton's girl, that Ashkenazi lady, said, girl, they made me so mad I wanted to go in the backyard and sacrifice a chicken, talking like, you know, doing some voodoo. Exactly.
Right. Right. And I witnessed it firsthand in Cuba. They did and brother, I don't know if he's still online. I hope he is. He's witnessed it. They killed, see, in those islands, they kill the animals. Over here, they're just a bunch of, you know, they just don't, maybe they might pretend to kill some. But,
yeah, but you got to remember.
I'm talking about the animal part. I ain't talking about those you in the city, because those you in the country, y'all doing what to do. But those you in the islands, y'all doing it, and a lot of other countries doing it. But I don't say it's good or bad. It's up to you how you take it. But the killing part.
Yeah, bro.
The killing part with the kids.
But,
yeah, there you go. With the kids. Hold on. Before you go there. It's the kids. A lot of kids are being killed. See, people think it's animals. It ain't animals.
That's right.
Kids are animals. I just call them a kid, too. So that may be a difference.
Isn't a kid a baby goat?
Yeah, I just said that.
Thank you. Go back to the Helios Biblios. To appease God, somebody was supposed to sacrifice their son. And when they showed that they were about to do it, what did he find in the bush?
Yeah. And the burning bush, and those you know, yeah, the goat is always, it's called riding the goat, y'all. The whole goat story is very, Peter Pan and all this stuff that's there, they tell you what it is. Of course, it's metaphysical. Of course, I'm glad y'all like that, because that's what I like. To see that you're never going to show your hand in this game. It's like playing cards. You don't show your hand. It's like a war. Right. You play cards, the clubs, the knights, all that's war. Even card games is war, y'all. Plain and simple. Chess is just easy to know, but cards is war too. That's why they got them like that. The ace, the joker. It's all mystical. That's why everybody like playing cards and shit. So the thing is, like you just said, the rituals are real. I mean, but they're on children level now, man. I mean, people are scared of their own kids being kidnapped. The kids are being, they children, whatever you want to call them, offsprings, progeny, whatever you, there's so many names for these things. You know, if you're willing to sell your kid, like I just told you, Latin America is throwing their kids over the altar just to get in. They said, long as we get in, we in. Our kids will grow up. All we got to do is give them to the right family, the right pack, because they deal in packs, wolf packs. The right pack. They even call themselves coyotes. I mean, don't y'all see what this game is? They call themselves, we coyotes. When you bring a smuggler, it's called a coyote. This is the Wolfman shit.
The Phoenix Coyotes, the North Carolina State Wolfpack. Wow.
tell you themselves. We don't have to make it. I just make it open because I said, man, when I found out, I said, man, maybe people don't know this, but these people playing the call tricks. Anytime you can
make. Hey, Dry Bones, how about this one? Going back to insurance. Remember 9/11, right?
Mm-hmm.
6 months before that building went down, the owner, who was another one of them Hymietown people, sold the building to his wife so she could double the insurance policy. Jesse Ventura talked about that.
Yes, he did.
Dick Gregory talked about it, too.
His name is Silverstein. Yeah. Silver something. He put collateral damage insurance from terrorists. Who would know to do that?
Mm-hmm.
And then building five went down. The Pentagon. These are symbols of witchery. Pentagram, building. I mean, think about building five and the Pentagon. Come on, man. That's a game. Yeah. That's a game of cards right there. And then, the whole thing is a sketch. Now, again, how they pull it off, y'all better be glad y'all understand this, because this will separate you from what I consider. But what facts show, the intellect and the mundane. They call them mundane minds in their own Bible. Their own alien Bible say reprobate minds. Their minds is reprobated. What you do with a probate stuff? So if you probate something, that means they mind on loan. And it's bound for defect. It's in their own Bible story. I mean, I'm not making this up. Everybody know the word reprobate is in the Bible. Big time. One of those secret words. It's a lot of words in the Bible. I want y'all to know this. Don't blame me for learning this. But it's called...
How about allegories?
Yeah, allegories. Super scriptures. Scriptures that got pneumatical, like Brother Eddie be talking. He's absolutely correct. There's a whole book of Numbers is about astrology. I just told you, St. Patrick. Patrick is Ptah. Matthew is Maat. Just look it up. I'm giving you it for free. I should be rich. If I was white, I'd be rich right now. I wish you guys were white folks right now. I really do. I really do. Sometimes I press it down. What would it be like to have white folks hearing this shit? They probably say, this motherfucker God. But because we have this mentality in us, because we both feel, all of us feel the same way. That's why I can understand it. We have a very aggressive mentality amongst our people. Now, you only will believe it through force. I'm going to tell you why I say this. I watched the African show one day. Man, they scared them warlords, bro. Them warlords giving them little kids drugs. Y'all seen the movies. Getting them high, using them for their own good. Yeah. Y'all seen what that man was doing to them in that movie. And he was raping them. Yet y'all want to come to me with foolishness as I, like, I'm stupid enough not to know that this is happening worldwide. It's just only happening with white folks? Really, really, I'm supposed to be that? See, when somebody comes to you like that, they're messing with your intelligence. That means they already thinking you stupid. I'm going to tell you a lie. Go ahead.
That's probably another reason why they're sacrificing children, because every war that's fought, who's on the front line?
Who's on the front line?
And they're
children.
And they're very young. And they're very,
very
young.
Young.
That's right.
Even the Civil War, the Revolutionary War, y'all can get this from the Library of Congress and the British Museum. When they asked the question, when the European monarchs of France and them asked, who fighting this war? They said, niggas and children. At that time, it wasn't enough niggas, so it had to be the indigenous and children. Mm-hmm. So how they got to get the indigenous involved, we're going to have a big discussion on that one, because that's going to be when I got to go to that place. What his sister say that they built that in Oklahoma. Oklahoma seems to be the place for a lot of people to understand a lot of this, because Florida, Mississippi, Alabama, Louisiana, and Texas. I want y'all to hear something. Dade County, this is a fact, y'all. Dade County. Me growing up in Buffalo, those of you in Buffalo who are listening, you know, we grew up with Juneteenth. Juneteenth was a big time for us when we was growing up. Eighth grade, we all wanted to go to Juneteenth. We had the stepping show. We had Drillorama. All our drill teams would come out. Florida had no idea what it was. You believe this, Florida? Dade County just gave their workers June 19th for the first time. And you know what? I'm so sad because first time they ever gave Juneteenth here in Dade County. In Dade County. Look this up. Dade County, Miami, Florida.
When was this happened?
Just now. Just this year. Just this year. They gave county workers a day off for the first time. Look it up.
But you know what? But you know what? But think about it though. Look what's been happening the whole year since Biden got in office. We got to look at the other side of it too. This old woke bullshit thing with elevating black people now, the holidays, and like I said, look what happened in the draft. All those states you mentioned, you just mentioned. All those players were drafted in the first round of the NFL draft. That ain't no accident.
Right.
Black
Alabama was the number one. If y'all watch the draft, and I do, because it's a lot of money bets on that. The draft, and Alabama made out like a villain. I mean, it's like a farm league for the NFL. I mean, unbelievable.
And that's the Nile Valley of America.
Yeah,
the
Alabama.
Alabama.
Yeah, all that. I mean, you should
Coast,
see.
Right.
Yeah, there you go. You can see all that. Now, I heard somebody. You better jump in when you finish.
I was just going to say, I was going to say this. I know it's coming to an end, so. But the brother earlier who from Chicago, in the Book of Enoch, we talked about the gods beneath the earth. And so there's plenty of them there, and a lot of them there not under pleasant terms. They're there because of things they've done, and we know that the sun has been trying to get down to the abyss of the earth, and I believe it's to rescue some of the fallen angels that is down there, that some of the leaders, not the whole crew is down there, but just the leaders.
You mean what you mean by leaders? When you said that the pit, we saying by politics being the pit?
No, he said that earlier. He said that. He heard that there are some gods. What about the gods beneath the earth?
Oh, yeah, beneath, right, beneath the earth, correct, yeah. I heard, yeah, right, we said it was underneath the earth.
But I was telling him that's true, that there are gods that's beneath the earth. But, and there's
no, I didn't say what gods beneath the earth. I said there were cities. And
cities.
That's what we didn't deal with Blair.
Well, I'm a figure, I'm a go with that because, again, because it's a city,
right?
It got to be a God atmosphere because anybody can build a city underneath the earth. I mean, actually function.
Who rules the city?
A God.
Right.
So whoever can rule a city underground and make the city underground, and then to be able to function underground for these millennials or years. I wouldn't even want to see what's under there because that's got to be frightening because, I mean, I'm really nervous about anything that can live underneath this. And when they do come up, what they're coming up to do will be the question. And Dr. Blair, he brought that to our mind. I'm glad he brought that because to me, it was never really to be thought about like, oh, it's something underneath the ground for real, real. You know, then you start thinking through the thoughts of these people that brought, I think Dr. Blair and a litany of others who've been ostracized from really, Dr. Blair's there, but there's a hope Neely Fuller should have gotten a lot more recognition for his accomplishments and his book writings about really looking at the systematic, because he actually brought the systematic ideology to a lot of us that it's been planned out. It's like, it's planned out. Once you read that,
and you know what's sad, bro, real quick, because I know we're getting short on time. Now, yeah. During that time, that whole Hidden Colors piece that came out, all of a sudden, all the people, I'm not going to say specific names, but the people that were in those Hidden Cover series, the movies, all of a sudden started coming in doing lectures. And during that time, Delbert Blair was doing lectures as also. Now, all the people, all the black people came to them other people's lectures, but when it was time for Delbert Blair to do his lectures here, you had maybe 3, 4, 5 people at the most.
Yeah.
So what does that tell you?
And that tell you that was the design. And I say this now. I'm going to say this because I ain't got time. I don't play with it because all these people been on the show. We had Tariq Nasheed on the show. We had quite a few of them who Phil Valentine and all of them who were on the show. We've been had a lot of them who was on that Hidden Colors. And I told you, because of what I've been through, when you get brain, I tell you all the time, I say, I'm not saying this to be cocky, but when you get brainwashed by a high-level person, it's like you can see through a lot of other bullshit. Thank goodness I did, because I probably been junk. You want to believe in people. You said, wait a minute. How you make let me just give y'all an example of how we being pimped on even our own history. You had Francis Quest. You had, who else has been on that show? You got Phil Valentine. You had a litany, you name it, was on there. None of them could come together. He made 4 or 5 of these things. None of these speakers could come together to make anything concrete. You know why? Because it was all about that goddamn dollar. So when you take the dollar out the equation and you say, well, I'm going to make a movie on, they're making a new one. They made one on Haiti, but they left this guy out. See, they left the guy who was a millionaire. See, you could tell when somebody's trying to con you. Because I found the key.
They didn't speak on Chicago.
The key was this guy. I just named you. The guy named me, the Hamilton dude, he the one, I don't know if y'all were listening, but the Hamilton dudes, they just say he came up with counterfeit money, coins.
And where was he printing it?
Brother Kwame was, I was waiting for him, I wish he would stayed on, because I wanted to ask him, I got the person who came up with the counterfeit. Right there. That's the man. How did a black man come up with counterfeit money, devalue Haiti's money, don't get no history play? You got to ask yourself, are these really historians or are these pimp-ass Afrocentric pimps? That's what you better ask yourself.
Boulay.
Afrocentric pimps. Because how are you going to leave a guy out of the equation who devalued the currency? Now you know it's deep. When you hear crickets,
but that goes back to what I said earlier about letting other people tell you your history where you can go look the stuff up for yourself.
Yeah,
stop
now
depending
we can.
On other
but
people.
No, no, now
especially
we
don't
now
have
we
your
can.
Best interest at heart.
Me and you got the power. Me and you now. Thank goodness. That's what I say. It's good and evil. Internet, good, evil. But think about the people beforehand that's just a couple years out. Just maybe 15 years ago, no one was thinking about looking at all this type of stuff. Thank goodness for the expansion of the internet, that we can now hit faster things to get the faster information. That is a blessing in disguise. It has an offshoot, of course, you all know that. But at the same token, no one would have ever guessed that your gentleman, the one who found how a Haitian can come all the way to this part of your area, survey it out without money, and then we find out Haiti got a connection to the Grand Orient Lodge of the Jacobeans, never talked about.
Wow.
Never talked about.
That's right.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden, I'm supposed to go to now spend money for some dumb motherfucker to tell me some shit I looked up on my goddamn self?
Hey, Dry Bones, another thing about it, too. they would talk about the sovereignty of the melanated people, you know, on these land masses, and then they start talking about slavery again. So that, yeah, you know, that demonstrates confusion also.
It demonstrates confusion, right, because they never want to talk about the families that are still existing. See, people think there's no rich indigenous people now. Like, oh, no, they're all gone. That's not true. They might have offsprings from that bloodline shit we're talking about today. Because once you join the bloodline, you will sell your kids off for sex. Because if I'm rich and I meet somebody, they rich, and they got kids, I got kids, and we want to stay rich, what we going to do?
All in the family.
Right. All you think we're going to give them to them now? Only way they find out about the poor is when we release them from our so-called parental rights. This is deeper than we can notion, y'all. Y'all better get ready for what's coming, because the woman principal, one thing about her, she don't take no shit. She coming to reconcile, you know, and the minds of what's coming, y'all. I try to tell people. I said, I don't think they read the book of the goddess, these goddess bitches book. Y'all better look up the goddess bitches. They coming back. Callie ain't coming back. She's a god. She's a killer.
Destroyer.
Even in the Yuba tribe, them gods is killers. They don't come back. Oh, we so y'all act like you come back like Jesus. Here we come.
You got a control, Drabos. You got a control.
Hey, I'm just being real today.
What do they have around their necks? They have necklaces of skulls, right?
Oh my goodness, Jesus! You ain't lying. They even got death. They
got necklaces of skulls.
And they got death on their neck anyway, because they got Jesus. He already sacrificed. Actually, that's kind of like a trick, y'all. I hate to say this. If you're going to church, I'm about to cut this thing short. If you're going to church, you have to wonder why The Passion of Christ was the biggest Christian movie in the history of Christian movies. Because all they did was beat the shit out of Jesus from the beginning of the movie to the end. Think about it. That's all they did. From the time the movie started, Jesus was getting his ass whooped. To the time it ended, Jesus was getting his ass whooped. You watched 2 hours of Jesus getting his ass whooped. And you think that wasn't done on purpose. Okay. Last regards. Let me get everybody in line. Y'all want to say something before we go? We'll go down the line. 1-877. Appreciate you calling. Make it brief. Appreciate.
I like to say it was a great show as usual, and I hope that we can find some kind of ways of maybe getting to some of our loved ones and enlighten them on this vaccine hoax and this COVID-19. Maybe we can come up and say ask some questions instead of being hard on them.
Okay, that's good. I said brief.
You know,
brief.
Like,
okay.
I was.
That's good right there. Just brief. Okay, we're about to leave. I just want to say for you, you're right. Just confirmation, New York City just stopped the dogs. I don't know if it's done on purpose, but the contract was going to be expired in 3 months. They got enough calls
to
say
hold
it. The robot dogs, they got enough calls to stop it for a minute. But it's kind of like a weird thing because the contract expires in three months. It's called biodynamics, some bullshit. Just look it up. I don't know what's next. Yeah, I don't know what. Yeah, there it is. I don't know what's next. Got 1-1-7-1-6-6-6-1-1. Make it brief, like 10 seconds. Just give people some type of encouragement, whatever you want to say, with the 6 seconds.
Quick enlightenment, perpetual servitude. Quick enlightenment or perpetual servitude. Better be fast, because we don't have time to go back and enlighten. You better see everything at light speed and have common sense to say this is not what you want, because it's nothing. It's gonna be nothing nice. Hotel, bro.
Yeah, hotel. Appreciate you, man. Enjoy your family, boy. Your people. I'm gonna go down the line. But 3-5-4-7-4. Give me about 10 seconds. Give people some encouragement or what you want them to know. 7-6-9-6. Go ahead. If you want the line. Anybody online want to say something before we cut it off?
Yeah, dry bones. Yeah, I just want to say try to be around people with like-minded and try to come up with a plan to just
come together in some type of way and make some money together, because that's the only thing we'll be able to do to get something in our hands.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got to build it together. And see, that's
right.
That's where we trip. That's where we fucking up at. We not getting together. All businesses in our communities, they supposed to be together as a county like everybody else.
And stop,
like
and stop cheating
else.
Each other. Stop cheating each other, too. You're going to be together. Stay together. Don't short me and all that shit. Because a lot of times, I'm going to tell y'all something, y'all, and I'm going to make it brief for y'all. Those of you don't know, if you got any type of property you try to fix up, you notice you are going up now to other groups to fix your shit, because the people you thought would fix your shit on time ain't coming through. They got every excuse in the book why they can't get it all together, and you give, you like, well, damn, man, when are you going to come by? I'll be by.
Well,
tomorrow.
Hell,
come
they
by
don't even show up.
Right. Come by tomorrow.
That's too short.
Yeah. Come by tomorrow. They want to work only 3 hours. What kind of stuff is that? 3 hours? 3 hours. I need you to finish the whole job, and you take a 3 hours. This is what's happening.
Well, Dry Bones, if I come back the second time, you got to pay me again, don't you? That's what they're waiting for. Please come by, man. I got some more money. It's just like the drug deal. You know, they get that damn tentacle in your ass. You know.
Hey,
we live
all forever. Y'all out there, all y'all out there, man, keep your lights on, keep your eyes open, and what's get better yet, keep the peace in your mind. Much love to all y'all. See y'all next week.
Dry Bones, can I say one more thing?
I don't know, can you? Go ahead, go.
Okay.
Sleep before the show.
Okay, fast and meditate. You got to get inside to your higher power, because anything outside here is an illusion unless you got clear vision. Thank you.
There you
and
go.
Better love,
hey.
And better love, and better love.
Better love.
There you go. Y'all roll.
I see.